Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your jaws and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And also joining me here live tonight. Esther, are you there?
Hello. Hey, Remix family. Hey, Miss Blue.
Peace and greetings, you guys. I'll make sure you guys can hear me. Okay, is that a little better?
No, you are still breaking up really bad.
You know, not tonight. Not tonight. Peace, everybody. Just good to have everyone in the forum tonight. So you can get this, bring up to sound a little better here. Hopefully it is. Welcome to the Remix. It's Sunday night. I want to just say peace and greetings to you guys out there. Thank you so much for joining us in the phone tonight. So you guys getting yourselves all lined up. On the phone lines. getting all lined up on the lines. Man, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what to do. Let's see if we can we make that a little better. Let's see if we can make it a little better. Yeah. All right. Well, peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Remix. Hopefully, I've been a little better for you there. Joining us here live in the forum tonight, myself and also Esther. Good to have you guys there. And want to welcome you to the forum tonight.
We go work through it, though. It's okay. It's all right.
All right. Well, you go ahead, and I'm going to be right back. You go ahead and just welcome everybody. And I'm
all right. Welcome, Remix family. Welcome, 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 Remix family. Happy Sunday night, everyone. Kind of a busy weekend. Definitely a lot going on in all aspects of the world. I was just telling Miss Blue I rarely ever watch the Grammys anymore. I used to watch them all the time growing up, but I was watching it tonight to see Kendrick Lamar and Imagine Dragons perform, and it was off the chain. And then just now, Stevie Wonder and Daft Punk and Pharrell performed, and that was also off the chain. So I'm just giving them props, you know. It's always nice to see real performances, and I know a lot of people do not watch the Grammys for a lot of valid reasons. But when it's real musicians on, I like to support. So that's sending out love to them. And like I said, great, great, great performance tonight. And I love Kendrick anyway, so. Yes, indeed. So happy Sunday, everyone. Yes, I see everyone filling up in the chat room. You all definitely want to get on the lines tonight. We're going to be doing a chat and chill. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the line. You know, Friday night, oh, my goodness, what a wonderful share Friday night. Still laughing, still cracking up at that. Had to go back and listen to that show a few times because the remix family magic makers showed up and showed out. Showed up and showed out. Lots of poetry, singing. We had some I don't even know how to perform, how to describe some of the performances we had on Friday night, but it was off the chain. It was off the chain. You back, Miss Blue?
Yes, I am. Is that any better?
Oh, that sounds much better. Much better. Yes.
Oh, wow. I was starting to worry, you guys. Had to bring it down, bring it down, bring it down. Wow. Peace and greetings, everybody. I see everybody getting themselves situated on the phone lines, chat rooms open, and definitely want to give out the address for you guys to come on over. If you're new to chat, check it out. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. The Remix family is in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. Esther's in the chat room. We're going to make you feel right at home. Welcome, and just have you guys join us tonight. Chat and chill out of this world. And I heard you talking about Friday night show. I had so much fun.
Yes.
It was definitely a blast. I loved it. It was good food for the soul. And I just enjoyed everybody's energy and just everybody coming together. So it was amazing. It was beautiful. And here we are back here Sunday night. I do want to remind you guys that if you're new, because, you know, Esther, we got a lot of new remix listeners who are out there listening from all over the world. And you guys have a smartphone or you have something that supports the Android market, some of the tablets and all of these devices, you can get yourself over to the Android market, and all you have to do is search for the Remix with Miss Blue. You will see that infamous epic Remix logo, and you can download the Remix app. It's going to keep you tuned in to everything that is all about the Remix. You can go back through the archives and download, and stay in tune, stay in touch with everything that's happening with the Remix and the Remix family. So that was gifts that I gave out several years ago, and thousands of you all over the world have downloaded. So I want to invite you guys to go do that. As always, keep this number locked in, 646-652-2711. That's the number to call, definitely to keep it locked into the Remix, and you can be right here. We're going to be taking your call tonight, and we just want to let you guys know it's going to be kind of out of this world. So, you know, we're chatting
in more ways than one. In more ways than one.
So we're chatting and chilling, and that can mean a whole lot of things. That means that we want to hear from you guys. We want to know what's going on in your world, and we'll talk about some things that's going on in our world. We're going to give some international shots out, and Esther's going to give those international shots out tonight so we can make sure we get all the countries. We get all of the country for the international shout out, because it means so much to us when we get emails, when we get letters from all of our international listeners that are all over the world. I got an email this weekend from a brother that is somewhere, y'all let me think, if I'm not mistaken, he is somewhere on the continent of Australia, which Australia is a continent, somewhere in Australia. He's listening. And we have listeners who listen in Australia. And he wanted to let me know how he's really just been enjoying all of the shows from 2013, 2014, and just loving the Remix family. And it's just beautiful, you know? And it's just a beautiful connection. So shout out to all of our international listeners that listen from all over the world. And, of course, for those of you who are here in the damn West, shout out to you guys, too, because that's important. We got every state going from Alabama to what's the last state in the alphabet? Let's see.
Wyoming.
Montana, Missouri. you know, Texas, let's see, what's that, QR, Rhode Island, RS, S, we got everybody.
Yeah.
From all over. Listening from everywhere. Wisconsin, that's right. We have Wisconsin. We have listeners from all over the planet. And just Vermont, there you go. Y'all are helping me out. I know you could do it. So everywhere, you know, New Mexico, that's right, and Mexico as well. So just listening from everywhere, you guys. We go from A to Z, but you guys know who you are. You know we love you, and we're just so glad that you guys are listening. You're tuning in, and you're here. So, I don't even know what to say. We didn't dance yet.
No, we didn't dance yet.
We didn't dance yet. Okay, so I guess we're going to get ready to listen to some Baby Blue and I guess dance. And then we'll come back. We'll give the international shout out. So, yeah, you guys, you're live in the remix Sunday night. We're chatting, chilling. It's out of this world. So good to have you guys in the house. Peace and love. Yeah. Okay.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
You know what? Okay.
Thank you.
all right. Yeah, Marvin always does it right. Yeah.
Yes. My man, Marvin says, mm-hmm. you got to keep on dancing. You got to give it up. I'll show you to Marvin Gaye. Just some beautiful vibes to kind of get us in the move as we get ready to chat and chill out of this world in the remix with myself and Esther. Joining you guys live here in the remix, I'm going to give you the phone number again, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. If you're an international caller and you're out there calling, real simple, dial the U.S. country code 011, I believe that's what it is for the U.S., and then dial 646-652-2711, or you can Skype in. That's always cool. Skype right on in. Just hit the Skype button when you come over to the Remix Radio page. Get yourself on the phone lines. We'd love to chat and chill out of this world with you. And, yeah, we're live in the Remix, everybody.
Yes, and just want to give much love out to everyone in Self-Invested this weekend. Was off the chain with Miss Blue and Brother Bilal. Yes. Talking about numbers and the vibration of letters, and it was amazing. It was an amazing share.
It really was, and just so different, you know?
Yeah,
that's what I
love
about Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, because he does numbers and alphabets and really kind of give it to you in an ancient perspective so you can take a look. Oh, wow. It was great. It was a great share. We had lots of new self-investors in the house, and that's always cool. Always cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, much love to all the fellow priestesses out there.
Much love
to the priestesses.
Yes, all priestesses. Much love to you guys. Amazing group of women. Amazing. Yes, and of course, we want to send our love to the Remix family, which encompasses all of that. And we see you guys out there on the phone lines and everything. You do want to get on the phone lines because we're going to be doing all kinds of things out of this world, in this world, around this world, chatting and chilling tonight, talking to you guys, finding out what's going on. So,
absolutely. And just want to give some love out to our international callers. There's so many different places that touch the remix and the remix touches, I guess, in that sense. So let me read some of them off tonight. Wow. Georgia, the country. Dominican Republic. Taiwan, Laos, Estonia, Ethiopia, Belgium, Nepal, Malaysia, Argentina, Lithuania, Bangladesh, Ghana, Hong Kong. That blew me away. I was like, they chilling in Hong Kong listening
chilling,
to the remix. Denmark, Saudi Arabia, Mozambique, Chile, Cyprus, Thailand, Brazil, Austria, Greece, Spain, Italy, Egypt, the Bahamas, of course, Trinidad, of course, India, Australia, the Philippines, Germany, Tunisia, Barbados, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Nigeria, Turkey, France, South Africa, Kenya, of course, the UK, and Canada, and then, like we said, the U.S., everywhere in the U.S., of course.
Yeah.
Worldwide, for real.
Worldwide. I just love it. I love it when I'm in a session and I have to get ready to get myself on Skype and get ready to connect with somebody who is anywhere in the world, you know, China, Japan. You know, Belgium, I did someone in different parts of Africa. So I get a chance to travel to all different continents, you know, all throughout the week. And we spend so much time at the beginning of the readings just talking about the remix and talking about you guys. So a lot of times we know when the international family is listening, you know, it's kind of they have listening parties. So depending on what part of the world they're in and what time it is, they all gather themselves up. I know the UK has many listening parties where they bring their sleeping bags and get them some tea and they listen to the remix. Different parts of Africa, they go to the cafe and they all just kind of huddle up at the cafe and they're listening. So they're listening so many different ways, and we want you guys to know that we love you, and we just really, really enjoy all of our Remix family all over the world. It's just so good to have your presence here and just to be here with us. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't know about you guys, but I guess I'll go ahead and kick this chat and chill off and talk about some of the things that's going on. I just want to say this. You guys know how I feel about dreams. Esther, you know how I feel about dreams.
Yes, I do. Yes.
My dreams have been off the fucking chain.
Yeah. Likewise.
Yeah, really not even dreams. I don't even know what to, they're not dreams, but I'll say that for the lack of just kind of helping you guys to understand. But my dreams have been so just out of this world, just all over the place, you know. And one of the things that I always do is a lot of times is I check in, you know, with Brother Bilal because he could tell what's going on in the cosmos. And, you know, we get together and we talk about these dreams and we talk about different things, you know, because I love to get inside of dreams and really just kind of decipher them. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing when you have dreams because it really is more than just you going to sleep at night and even going to the astral plane. I do a lot of work here, but Esther can tell you because I know it's the same for her. We talk about this as well. I do more work in the dream world than I do on this planet.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. I'm doing some badass work in the dream world, helping people cross over. I'm talking to folks. We going places. We hanging out. We doing all kinds of stuff. You know, we doing all kinds of things in all kinds of places. And a lot of times we're working through a lot of things that are happening on this particular plane. You're doing it in your dreams. Different things that you have going on. You know, our ancestors understood this thing about dreams and really understood it at a vibration and a frequency that really helped to elevate them so much that in ancient Kemet, they had dream temples. And based upon who you were, so you can imagine yourself like saying, "Oh, girl, you know, my back has been hurting me lately. I'm going to go sleep in the dream temple tonight. Figure this out."
Right.
So go down to the dream temple, and the dream temple would have sort of their scribe standing there, and they would check you in. It's like getting checked into a 5-star hotel. They would check you in, and this is real. You know, I'm telling you guys this way, but this is really how it happened. They would check you in. They would say, "Okay, what's your name?"
Yeah.
Write your name down.
What's your name?
Okay, what you got going on? Okay. All right, we're going to need you to go ahead and step over here in this line. So when you go in that line, what they would have is they would have the goddesses there, the readers there. The goddesses would come over, and the goddess would say, "Okay, so we got your name, and let me go ahead and check you out and see what's going on." So, you know, you'd be like, "Well, you know, I kind of wanted to come, and I wanted to stay in the dream temple," and they'll tell you, "Shh, hush, just be quiet. Just be quiet." You'd be quiet. The goddesses would do a reading on you, and they would say, "Take this and go stand in that line over there, because tonight you're going to be sleeping in the Osiris temple. You're going to be sleeping with Osar, because he's the one that needs to help you with what you got going on." And the crazy thing is you would go in these temples, and when you go in there, they would have different kind of herbs and different kind of teas. They make it nice and cozy. This was, you know, when we start thinking about a la carte, when we start thinking about 5-star service, this came from our ancestors in ancient Egypt. This is how they got down. You walked up in there. You wasn't loud and ghetto. No, you came in there like you had some sense. You brought your little bag. You brought your little bag when you came in. They get you in line, and they'd say, "Okay, so tonight you're going to be in the temple with Asar. This is where you are. You're going to be in this tempo. You'd find your little place where you're going to sleep. They get you some tea. You know, they get you nice little stuff. They get you a little all situated there. You'd have your little statues and, you know, all kinds of stuff. They lay you down on the little cart. They get you some silk. They get you some nice things. You know, the goddesses would be in there. The brothers would be wrapped around. What do you call that thing? Wrapped around their waist? What's that? What's that? Yeah, the toga. They had a little toga wrapped around them. They would come on in, and then they tell everybody, "All right, we're getting ready to go to sleep. We're getting ready to do this. We're getting ready to go. You're getting ready to go to sleep. And while you're in this dream, we'll be able to connect with the energy of this god Osiris, and he will take you through. And when you wake up in the morning, you would have a solution. You would have an answer to anything that was going on in your life. And it wasn't just for ailment, you know. Sometimes the brothers had to go in the temple. This was working. They never. They like, look, I got to go spend some. I got to go in the dream temple, figure out what my next move is going to be and what I'm going to do. So all of these things, when we start to talk about the work that I do, the work that, you know, the sisters in the priestesshood, like Esther and all of the other sisters that we're doing, and many of you guys out there, these are systems that were put in place for us, that we understood that we would be needing this. You understand? It's not about sort of this thing just because you're in the woo-woo. This was really to help you as a spiritual being, being a human on earth, to rise and be able to do your work to the fullest and be able to have access to everything that is connected with you. So they would go in the dream temples. And when they wake up the next morning and you stretch, you know, because everybody would greet everybody. They would sit around. They would eat their breakfast. And you would get yourself together. And then you would get ready to trot yourself back home and get the things that you needed so you can proceed yourself back home. And you could say, I went last night and I stayed in the dream temple. And now I understand why not only is my back hurting, but I understand what I need to do to make sure I heal my back, and I also understand what I need to do to prevent my back from hurting again. See, they seen things in a holistic light. It wasn't a group of people over here going, look at them freaks going up in that temple. Nobody was saying that. They all understood that this was something that was available to all of them. And they were able to do it. So I've always had a beautiful fascination with dreams. You guys know how I feel about dreams. And dreams are something that is so personal to you, and it's so beautiful. It is almost as if you're going into a storytelling mode. They would do certain things, too, depending on what was going on with you. Like, for instance, you may need to tie your hand behind your back to get a particular answer. Yeah, you may need to take that left leg and kick it up in the air when you sleeping. You know, you may need to sleep on your stomach or sleep on your back, because certain things happen when we're in certain positions. It really, really allows energy to flow through us in a particular way. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's some real hot shit right there. Yeah. You know how sometimes you're in the bed and you're tossing and you're turning and you're trying to figure out, like, how can I get comfortable? You know, why can't I get comfortable? And then you get this weird ass position. One leg hanging off the bed. You know, one arm got to be under the pillow. You know, and you just got to stay in that position. And if anything or anyone, if the phone rings, if somebody comes in the room or somebody gets in the bed and throws you out of that position, you're like, oh, dang, I just got comfortable. I was about to go to sleep. So your body is like a physical antenna. And so I want you to begin to think about this, is that a lot of times when we're moving in these different directions, we're really calling different portals to be open within us. Because truth be told, we talk about the seven chakras, but we have
thousands of chakras all throughout our body. And we have different portals and different energy centers that are there. And depending on different things that are going on in the cosmos, as above, so below, different things that are happening inside of you, these spinning wheels of light, because that's what they are, they need to be positioned in certain positions so that it can open up the energy. You understand? And so that's sort of, if you want to understand sort of the occult reason behind doing all that flipping and stuff in the bed, a lot of times that's it. That's why even with some rituals and some of the ancient rituals, you would read things. If you read some of these glyphs, they would tell you things like sleep at the foot of the bed. Your head needs to be facing north, south, east, west. It was a reason for that. It wasn't just because they were, you know, just making stuff up. It really was an energetic reason. And, you know, when I'm doing the sacred session, a lot of times I will tell you where your energy, how your energy is flowing. Because just like when you look outside and the clouds are floating across the sky and how the clouds float and guide themselves in many different directions, that's how your energy moves through your body as well, too. Your energy is not always floating from north to south. This is why sometimes I will suggest to people that you do meditations not pulling energy from your crown chakra all the way into the ground. Sometimes you need to pull that energy up, and sometimes it needs to go down, and sometimes it needs to come in through different portals inside of the body. So all of this has a lot to do with the harmonic healing of our energetic body. Because really, the physical body, what we see, this is really less than like 5% of who we are. Energetically, like our ass is worldwide. You know how people say you want to be worldwide? Well, we are worldwide, and that's truth. A lot of times when I'm reading you guys' energy and I'm taking a look at your energy centers, I'm looking at your crown chakra. Like right now, I'm looking at Esther's crown chakra, and her crown chakra is almost, wow. Her crown chakra is almost, you know, 17 city blocks going up in the air. You understand? So I'm trying to figure out, like, damn, okay? You know, that's how it is. Some of you guys, it's third eye. You know, you're walking down the street and you're trying to figure out what's happening to you, but you're walking down the block and somebody almost about 10 city blocks away knew your ass was coming because your energy gets there way before.
They felt your ass. Yeah.
So, don't just think because you've got a physical body, this is really sort of the smallest part of you, like, that exists. Your energetic body is really what goes out. It's what touches what we like to say, the heaven and the sky. That's what touches the cosmos, your energetic body. I want everybody to just sit still for just a moment. Plant your feet flat on the ground. Sit up nice and straight. And what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to go in. I want you to begin to go in. And as you begin to go in, I want you to begin to shoot yourself up into the cosmos, and I want you to touch the sky. I want you to touch the stars, because that's how far your energy center is from your crown chakra, going all the way up into the air. Just keep going up, up as far as you can go, whether it's daytime where you are, whether it's nighttime where you are. Just keep going up, 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 up. Just go up as far as you can, way out into the cosmos, all the way up. Just keep going all the way up as far as you can. And then I want you to relax and allow that to filter itself back down into your physical being. This is you. This is you clearing sort of that pathway, clearing sort of that divine energy. If you want to connect with the energy of your higher self and open up those portals, that's one of the excellent ways that you can get yourself back centered and you can open that up. And every time that you do it, you will notice that you begin to go further and further and further and further and further out. Go as far and go as high and go as wide as you need to go. It will clear what we call energetic static. That sometimes get caught, almost like a tornado or a whirlpool that starts to pick up debris and all kinds of crazy things start to float around. This is how you clear that energetic static. And you make sure that you keep those divine channels open for you. Because signs and symbols, these things, whether we are awake or whether we're in what we call the sleeping state, it doesn't matter. It's there for us. It's there for us, and we're able to tap into that energy. So just kind of wanted to throw that tip out there. How did that feel for everybody?
Yeah, wonderful.
Yes. Well, beautiful, you guys. Just wanted to do that. You guys need to do that as often as you can. It clears the energetic static that is around you and just really kind of just allows you to tap into that energy and just kind of clear it. Just kind of clear it. Just kind of clear it out and just kind of, you know, kick all the other debris out there. Because our energetic bodies leave so far, it's so wide around us, most of us. Some of you got some energetic bodies that's tighter than a dam. What you call that thing, Esther, we was looking at one time online? What do you call it?
Which one?
A corset. Some of your energetic bodies.
Oh, the corset. Well, we was looking at waist trainers and corsets, yes.
Yeah, we was. That's a whole nother conversation, you guys. But anyway,
It really is.
Do a whole show on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of you guys have energetic bodies, and that's what I feel like when I get in your energetic body, like somebody just threw my ass in a corset. I'm like, oh, it's tight up in this mug. We got to loosen this up. We got to loosen it up. We got to spread it out. We got to open it up and mix it up. We got to make it wide. so we can move around. You know, you want to have some room.
This ain't a cat suit, y'all. I need y'all to know. A corset and a cat suit, two different things. Y'all to fully understand what we're talking about. A cat suit, you can move in a cat suit.
A corset is
tight. It is steel boned. It pulls you in. It's completely different.
You know how sometimes you may say, oh, I'm so hungry. I feel like my stomach is in my back. No,
yeah.
Of course that literally makes your stomach in your back.
Yeah. I love them, though. So there you go.
I'm going to have to tell you, I'm trying to work with it, y'all. You know?
Yes.
It must be past life trauma for my ass.
When I told you about that, you was like, Esther, that's some past life shit, okay?
That's past life shit for real, y'all. Y'all better recognize them past life things.
For real.
I'm telling you, it really is. It really is. But I wanted to kind of share that with you guys and also just share with you about dreams and, you know, just tell you guys it's beautiful energy that is available to us. We've moved ourselves into a different place, and I know you guys can feel that. I know you can see it in people who are around you and that you're around and even within yourself, that we are really, really, we've moved ourselves into a completely different place. And it's a beautiful thing, you know, because that's the purpose of the soul here, is to evolve.
evolve, and we're doing that. So good to have you guys in the remix with us tonight, chatting and chilling with myself and Esther, chatting and chilling outside of this world. If there is such a thing outside, ooh, I feel like I need to play some of that music. Yeah, we're going to go to the phone line so we can talk to you guys and see what's on your mind, you know, what's going on. Another one of Marvin Gaye's favorites. And we can talk. You guys can ask me questions. I'm here. Yeah.
Mm-mm. 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line, everyone.
A lot of you on the line.
It's so lit. That's what I said. I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. And more of you, I'm trying to get to the phone line. Y'all keep pressing on the phone lines.
Yeah.
But we're going to jump around and go to the caller calling in from area code 757. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
You know what I mean? I love reality, so I'm not
757.
It's okay. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 650. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, my God. Hey, this is Ebony. I'm calling from California.
Okay,
hey,
greetings,
Ebony
from California.
Hi, Miss Esther, Miss Blue.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
What's going on, Ebony?
Yeah, I just seen the advertisement, and I was like, I called last week. And Ms. Blue was talking to a young man about his past life, and it kind of matched a little bit what she was saying about my past life. And it was like, oh, my God, Ms. Blue, you did it once again. And my phone actually, like, cut off, you know, right before the call finished. So I was like, aww. If I just get to talk to Ms. Blue, you know, I'd be grateful. So.
Oh. Oh.
I didn't want anything too much. If I could just, okay. If you could possibly like just read my energy and maybe, I'm going through kind of a little bit much, kind of all over the place.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely. I can check out your energy and just kind of see is there anything in particular that you wanted to know about, or you just kind of want to look for some ways to kind of get yourself grounded? I mean, you know, talk to me.
Well, I'm getting married in July.
Oh, congrats. You know what? I pulled card number 28 for you. Sacred union.
Yay.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Well, congratulations to you. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're excited?
Very excited.
Well, you know, that is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when two humans come together, whatever the ceremony is and whatever we choose to call it, all over the world, marriage, just being in a commitment, being able to be close and to be able to be in this space, whatever that ceremony is. It is a very, very sacred union, and it's an opportunity for you as well, to do something that really, we talk so much about our lives and how can we stay balanced, but one of the ways that we actually can stay balanced is by entering into a sacred union, because that gives you an opportunity to really kind of get outside of yourself and really have someone else that you can also share and care with. And that other person definitely will challenge you on many different levels, introduce you to things you have not seen, and just kind of bring things in order for you. Congratulations. Are you guys planning the baby?
We actually already had a baby. She'll be 2 in October. And
yeah, but are you planning for any more babies?
Oh, I don't think so, no. Not right now.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I have one question, though, because I really want to get myself together, like mind, body, and soul. And people say just do it yourself at home. But I really have a problem with, like, consistency and, like, staying on track. And I personally feel like if I was somewhere to where there was no vice for a period of time that I possibly could – well, I'm not going to say possibly, but I feel like I know that I can get better, lose the weight, you know, just feel better about me.
Yeah. So, well, hold on a second, because you said you wish that you could go somewhere. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean like a physical place, because I try to
you
do
mean
it at
like
home,
a,
but when...
You mean like a gym or somewhere to work out? Let me share
like
something
with
you.
Like a yoga ashram.
Okay, and you think that if you do yoga, it's going to do... What is it going to do for you? Tell me what you think it's going to do.
I personally feel it'll free the energies that I've been blocked, you know, that have been blocking my body and soul.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think that energy is that is blocking your body and soul? Do you know what it is?
I don't know. Maybe fear of succeeding.
I definitely would say it is about fear. And I understand what you mean about succeeding, but there's been plenty of things you've succeeded in, but yet you still haven't been able to release the weight.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
Does
like
that make
dealing
sense?
With, yeah, yeah. Cause like I'm dealing with sexual imbalances. So I want to really be right when I enter into this union. I don't want to be half a person. I want to really say that I gave working on myself a shot to where, you know, I'm not really regretting settling down, and I just want to be happy.
Well, one of the things I want to tell you, Ebony, happiness is a choice, and any time that you choose to be happy, you can simply do it. You could just say right now, I want to be happy, and be happy. That's it. There is no delay. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you could go, I want to be happy. Ta-da, you're happy. You can be happy. It's a choice. But I'm telling you this for a couple of different reasons, because I don't want you to get caught up in something. You really have done a lot of amazing, beautiful work on yourself. One of the things that we can say is that we know that everything of our past is so that we can find ourselves here in the present. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm telling you at this particular point, when you say, I'm dealing with a lot of things of sexual abuse and I'm dealing with this, but yet you've still been able to manifest yourself some amazing things here. It is really sort of the challenge of you and your mind that is holding you back. You're about to get married. You're not bringing half of yourself to this marriage. You're bringing your whole self. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to just be in agreement that there's absolutely nothing wrong with Ebony. No, for real. I want you to be in that agreement. Because, see, what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to get into this marriage and as soon as something goes wrong, you blame it on the fact that some shit that happened to you almost 25 years ago. Because that simply would not be the truth. You understand? That's simply not the truth. And one of the things for you to begin to move yourself forward is to be present. When you find that these things of the past are throwing you so far off, it's because you are not present. Because if you are present here today, you would have created a new story for yourself. Because that's not your story anymore. It's almost like picking up an old CD, an old Mary J. Blige CD. All you doing is reminiscing.
Okay.
Now, I want you to hear me when I say this. because you're thinking something is wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And I'm not going to tell you that everything that happened when you begin to look at it with human eyes is correct. It's not easy to look at. But you're in a position where you actually can make some decisions for yourself, and that is you can finally choose, because we're in 2014, and baby, we in a new place. The frequency has changed. You understand? Now, you can go back to that old planet where all those old things happen, or you can stay right here where you are, where you have evolved yourself to be. You can hold on to something that is not impacting you. What you do have that is an issue for you, you consider it to be an issue, is that you're highly sexual. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
It was funny that you said that, though.
Yeah, I didn't want to say hot in the ass, but, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I'd be kind of telling on myself, so I don't want to say that, you know.
That was funny.
But you're highly sexual, and you have a lot of sexual energy. But see, what I want you to understand, that act of sex is one of the lowest frequencies that we can do with that energy. Mm. So you don't need therapy to forget, you understand, because it is you that is creating this picture. The picture been gone. You understand? You keep bringing it up. You keep saying, let me watch that movie again. Let me hear that again. That's you telling yourself that consciously. So what you have to do, because I truly believe whether we're doing energetic surgery on ourselves or physical surgery on ourselves, we, if we take something out, we have to put something in. And this is why you've done all this work, done talked to all these people who done promised we can help you, we can make you get rid of it. But see, they're taking this shit out of you, but they haven't put anything in its place. So it has nothing else to do but to go back to that old Mary J. song back when she really couldn't sing.
Oh, man.
She can sing now? Oh, wait a minute.
She can sing.
Oh, y'all, it's crazy. That's funny.
Sorry.
You understand that you have taken this out of you. It's almost like taking your bag and putting it down and then going back out to the trash can and picking it back up before the trash man come pick it up.
Okay.
That's what you're doing. You're doing all this work. You're gathering all this stuff up. You're like, oh, I'm finally going to do it, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it, and I'm putting it down. Ebony, where you going? Ebony, why are you picking up them bags? Ebony, oh, I got to take these back with me. I'm going home. Thanks, y'all. It was great working with you. You take it back. So you have to put a new picture there. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being highly sexual. You understand? You got that story twisted in your mind. You're a grown woman with children. There ain't nothing wrong with it. You're about to get married, so guess what? You can play some drunken love, and you and your man can get as freaky as y'all want. And you can just tell him. You understand what I'm saying? You can just tell him, listen, I got a problem, honey, and I'm going to need you to help keep me balanced with my problem.
Okay.
You understand? But get to know who you really are. Because even if we go back, and I go back into your records and you erase that, one of the codes that you said before you decided to come back to the earth was, check this out, y'all, I'm going to need a lot of sexual energy when I come back this time. So it got activated many different ways. It wasn't just through abuse. And you have to be able to see that. You have to stop looking at one side of the story. Because there's another side. And then what comes with that other side is just the responsibility of it. You understand? And that's what you really want somebody to help you. Ooh, somebody please help me. I don't want to be called a freak. Y'all just help me. Help me contain myself.
Yeah.
You understand? But But this is where you begin to start having this conversation with your sacred union that you're going to have. And then you learn how to filter your sexual energy into doing other things. That's what you do with that. Sexual energy, I mean, what a waste if the only thing that you're going to do with it is have sex. I mean, how long can that really last?
Right.
You understand? After a couple of hours, now what? What you doing now? You understand?
Yeah.
So it may be good for you and your mate to really kind of get into, you know, looking into those different things of how to channel these sexual things to create the life and the family that you guys want to have with each other. You can use your sexual energy to heal your body. You can use your sexual energy to open up employment opportunity, business opportunities, job opportunities. I have used sexual energy to have a beautiful day, to make the sun come out, to make it stop raining. You can use this energy. It is creation energy. I've also used it to make a damn tornado come, too. So, you know, I mean, but you can use it. You can use this energy for so many different things. Don't get locked into the template just because you feel the Kundalini energy moving through you, that simply means you're supposed to be opening your legs.
But, Ms. Blue, it's crazy because we don't even really have sex.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I neglect him sometimes because we don't really do anything. But
yeah, but you're not.
I think maybe physically.
Well, hold on. You're not physically having sex with him, but mentally, you're doing a whole lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. And you're not afraid of that. The part of it that you're afraid of is the rejection piece of it. You understand? Because you've always been taught, you know, you already have this child and you're not married and, oh, Ebony just a fast ass and she doing this and sleeping with this person. You have got to be able to free yourself from that. You understand what I'm saying? I think it is good that you really are trying to contain yourself with that, but be honest about who you are. You understand what I'm saying? When you get ready to get married, girl, just open up the floodgates.
But Ms. Blue, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not just trying to go away to like a yoga ashram to just get away from all my problems. I really want to open one in like 5 years, and I feel like I have to go through this enough times and really experience and like get to that higher level of channeling that Kundalini energy.
No.
I don't really know how to do it.
No, that's no. I mean, you know, that sounds good on paper, but no. Eventually, you're going to want somebody to mentor with, and I think that's a beautiful thing. You understand what I'm saying? But it's not anything that's holding you back, and you're not afraid of it. Sometimes what happens is we try to force our will on things. So here you are getting ready to have one of your most intimate desires in your heart come true. And you want to run off somewhere and do a yoga studio. Do you hear how that sounds, right? So it's like, okay, so you want to go off and do a yoga studio? Actually, you can do both of them, but you and I both know that your focus right now is really about your family, and it's about getting that together. The opportunity for you to go and open up a studio, I think that's beautiful. Definitely you have the energy to do it. Do you need to go to Bali and study with somebody? Not really, but if you want to go do that, go do it. But it's definitely not required. You already know you came to the planet with sexual energy. You don't need a certificate to tell you that. You don't need that. Is that going to make you feel more confident in what you're doing? Of course, because there's a part of you that feels you're not good enough, and so you have to do this and you have to do that. Is there a degree of study in the craft to really kind of get it where you want? if you want to go that route, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But recognize that nobody can certify you in your life work. What you feel in your heart, there is no certification in the world that anybody can give you to certify you to do what's in your heart. You can't go anywhere on the planet and get a certification of the heart. And you want to do this in your heart. So allow that to be sort of a positive driving force for you for everything that you're doing in your life. Just don't forget to include those in there and not just use this as an opportunity for you to just not take the responsibility for what you've created, which was a child and a sacred union. I say go for it. But, you know, June is coming up real soon, baby girl. You got some things you got to put in order.
That's what I kind of need help with, Miss Blue. I'm not really sure what exactly needs to be put in order and how, or if there is even, even if there is a how, but I'm just legal troubles on his side. Trying to get back to Michigan, trying to make sure that we're all together, we're all safe and healthy and somebody's
right.
Bringing in someone.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to.
You don't want to what?
I don't know. I just don't want to leave California just to go back to Michigan and really do nothing, like be miserable to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, then. This is definitely a conversation you need to have with him. He's having legal problems that he needs to take care of. You know, he feels like if he's married, then at least he can have that. But the marriage thing is mainly a big part of what you want. You know? You guys are entering into this. Sit down, start a plan, start where you are. Talk about what you want to do, what you're not going to do, what's going to be in the best interest for everybody. I think her call dropped, so hopefully she'll hear this. But write you a plan and start to think about what's in your heart, and the rest will come. Yeah, yeah. We'll see if she'll call back because I want to tell her some things, but we'll see. Let's see who else is on the line,
wow.
Esther.
Whole bunch of people on the line. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 301. 301, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, yes, I'm calling from Maryland. This is
okay.
Gabriel.
Greetings,
Gabriel.
Greetings, Miss Blue and the Remix family. Thank you for welcoming me to the show. I enjoy the show often. It's the first time I've called in.
Okay. We're your baby.
We're the baby. Yeah. That's my child. Dude. I was wanting to actually get a reading for myself and my girl or one or the other. Either way, whatever's best for y'all.
Okay. Well, what's going on?
She just had a birthday, January 23rd, so, you know, she's learning a lot more about spiritual things, and I am too, and just nothing in particular is going on to speak about, but I would like to know what insight that I could have and that she could have or we could have.
Mm-hmm.
There is a baby on. So that's some insight there. That's something going on.
You said it's a baby on the way?
Yes, ma'am. There's a baby on the way.
Oh, because I hear a baby. Is it a baby there now?
Yeah, that's my daughter. She's three. There's a baby here.
Oh, okay.
Now.
I'm like, okay. That's a strong baby. I was getting ready to say. Okay. All right. Well, when's your birthday?
My birthday is October 30th, 1982.
Okay. And what was your name again?
Gabriel.
Gabriel. And what is your lady's name?
Her name is Renee.
Interesting. All right. Okay. So, so you said what you want to know. Tell me your question again. I'm sorry, Gabriel. I'm all over the place.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'll take any information that's from anywhere over the place, too. I was just wanting to get some type of reading. I know you do different types of readings, and any reading is fine. I was just looking at your website and seeing those cards you got. That's definitely something I want to order. It's a reasonable price, too, and good reviews with it. But whatever type of reading that you all are offering, it's fine with me.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just take a look and see where you guys are. It's a beautiful time for you and your family. I want to thank you for being a part of the Remix family, and really, really good. When I take a look at you two energies together, Renee and Gabriel, just beautiful energy of you two coming together. I will tell you for yourself, you are really kind of moving into energy that has a lot to do with you, sort of kind of expanding and opening up your third eye even more. So really just bringing more awareness to yourself and opening that energy up for yourself. This is really where you're going to be. So things of the occult, things that are metaphysical is going to interest you more than ever during this particular time. So that's a good thing. That's, you're really, really in a good place. You're also going to be called upon to play daddy in a way that you haven't been called upon to play daddy before. And to be very, very clear with your communication, this is a time more than ever for you, Gabriel, is to be clear about your communication. And let me go back in preference when I say play daddy. That means that you're going to be daddy not only to your children and to people who are close to you, but others' children too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can kind of see a more sensitive side coming out the past 6 months in general, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be real, real important for you to really just kind of open up and be able to show that particular side for yourself. Let me ask, well, I won't ask you just yet. I won't ask you. But if Renee is there, I do want to let her know that congratulations to both of you guys on your new addition to your family and to the baby. This is really, really another beautiful blessing that is coming into your family. She's at a time where she really is going to help you get balance. Gabriel, because you tend to kind of want to go woo, 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 and she's going to be really that one that sort of kind of pop your collar and kind of bring you back down to earth and let you know. So this is the year for you to really listen to your woman more than you've ever listened to her before. So I want you to understand that wisdom that she has inside of her when it comes to making decisions about the family, about moving, and about going different places, really run those decisions by your wife. Run it by Renee. Run it by her, because she's going to be able to give you an angle to look at it that perhaps you have not seen. And you two together is really where that decision is just going to manifest itself into some beautiful things.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You telling me to listen to her more?
Yeah, listen to her more. Yeah. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge, I definitely will take that up, so I guess I need to do that.
You guess why you don't listen to her?
No, I do listen to her. I'm just teasing myself and her, but yeah. That's cool that you said that, though. I'll slow down and not talk as much so she can talk more. I probably talk too much.
Well, you know, I think it's really good. You know, you are a brother that is proud to, you know, have a woman in your life and to have a family and to be able to say that you are really sort of the leader when it comes to certain things in the family. And that's beautiful. And that's a position you need to stay in when it comes to that. But you also need to listen to Renee, too. So there, you'll know. Just trust yourself. You'll know when it's the opportunity for you to really, really be able to listen to her and to gain her insight and her wisdom in there. Let me ask you, who was in an accident a couple of years ago? Was that you?
A couple of years ago?
Yeah. It feels like a couple of years ago. It may have not been a couple of years ago, but who?
Wow, yo, that is, whoa. Yeah, I was in an accident a couple years ago, and it was probably on this day or a day or two before the day or a day or two after the day. I sure was. It was bad snow, ice on the road. I was pulling into work, making a right-hand turn. Out of nowhere, a car comes. Boom. I sure was in an accident, and it might have been this very day for all I know, but it was 2012 around this time of the month for sure.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you why I say that, because I see a gentleman that looks like he could perhaps be your grandfather, and he's kind of standing near you, and he's the one that told me that you were in an accident. That's why I say, whoa, I'll ask that in a minute. So let me ask you, on your father's side, is your grandfather, has he made his transition?
On my father's side, Miss Blue. You must be Miss Blue because you up in the skies with the ancestors. He actually passed January 29th, 2009.
Okay. This is him. Of course.
Why are you talking to Miss Blue when you don't talk to me, Papa Joe? Come give me another dream. Just joking.
Oh, wow. This is him. Well, your grandfather is there. He's very proud of you. And he said that he was explaining to me about the accident, that literally in that particular accident, like the accident was one that looked like it was worse, like you could have died in that accident. And he was there to protect you. And he's telling me that's my grandson, and I'm so glad he was here because he was in a very bad accident a few years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah. So your grandfather is definitely near you, and he's very, very happy. He's very proud of you. One of the things he's saying is that he didn't get an opportunity to really build a relationship with you. He said, you know, he's saying sorry for that. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, Miss Blue, that does make sense a little bit. It does, actually, yeah.
Yeah, he says, you know, like he didn't get a chance to spend as much time as he would have liked to have spent, you know, and really shared as many things as he has. But he wants to let you know that he is there with you. He is around with you and your family. He's very proud of you, and he wants you to continue doing the things that you're doing. And also, he's showing me a suitcase. So did you recently move? You thinking about moving? What's going on with that?
Yo, Miss Blue, man. Yo, you're not from the earth. Yo, Miss Blue. Like, I don't know who you are, but I appreciate the time to talk to you. That's way too accurate, but that is definitely right on point. That's true, Miss Blue. That's true.
Okay. I like to think I'm the truth most of the time anyway. But.
Yeah, I'm Scorpio, though, and this is my life, but this is unbelievable, man.
Well, I just want to let you know your grandfather, very handsome man, and he's so proud of you. And I don't want to go too far with this, but let me ask you a question. Do you guys already know what you're having?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, then I'm not going to tell you because I've been known to tell people and be a little too accurate, so I'm not going to tell you, but I will say this. Your grandfather is so excited, and he hopes that you will be thinking of him. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So I want to leave that with you guys. I want you to go get you a crystal, though. I don't know if you're familiar with working with crystals. I want you to get you a crystal, and the crystal I want you to get is a blue lace agate.
Okay.
A blue lace agate. I want you to get that crystal. And if you haven't worked with crystals before, you could probably at any crystal store, any Barnes and Nobles, you could go pick you up a book. One of the easiest ones is a crystal Bible. And I want you to work with this blue lace agate because it has some beautiful energy and it's connected to a lot of your energy and Renee's energy at this particular time. And in the book, The Crystal Bible, which is by you guys help me out. What's her name? What's
Judy
the chick
King.
Name? Judy King. Yeah, I always get her mixed up with the other chick. But this particular crystal really has a lot. It's about angels. It's about connecting with our ancestors on the other side, the spirit guides, and those that just love us around us. The blue lace agate has a lot of different energy because let me tell you what it also do. It has a very tranquil feel. It even brings calmness to the physical body when you carry it. It really carries that vibration and frequency of harmony. It really does. And it also helps you connect with those things on the spiritual plane. It really is so beautiful for that. It really works with the throat chakra because that's just where I want you to begin to speak from there. And the other thing that it does for you, and you've done a lot of work in this area, and I love this so much about you, Gabrielle, because you've truly done a lot of work in this area. It's about releasing anger. Just letting it float off your body, almost like water rolling off your shoulders. And you really have allowed these things that you used to keep all bottled up inside of you to just kind of flow. And this agate is really going to help you to keep all of that energy so it is flowing outside of you and just allowing this energy to flow away from you. So I want you to get you a blue agate. A gate lace, and I want you to also get one for Renee. And I want you guys to clear the energy and then charge it back up, carry it in your pocket, sleep with them underneath your pillow, and just keep the beautiful communication going, and just know that you have the ancestors and all of your spirit guides and angels looking over you. Your grandfather is super excited. He loves you. He is so proud of you, and he's just sitting back. And he's watching. He's watching and he's waiting.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you, Remix Family.
Yes, yes. Well, peace and love to you, Renee, the babies over there. And you guys just keep doing what you're doing. And, yeah, let us know how things go. Make sure you call back in.
Definitely will. This is, man, when she hears this show, this is going to be like, a big-time spiritual awakening because she knows like I know that nobody else know what you just knew. Thank you all very much, Luke.
All right. All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Ooh, all right. Well, going to the next caller. It is so many people on the phone. Let's see. Going to the next caller. Calling in from area code 617, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, I'm Anexi. I'm calling from Boston.
Okay, what's your name again?
Anexi.
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 That's an interesting name, Anexi.
It is interesting, yeah.
Anexi. Okay, so what's so for you, Anexi?
Well, a lot has been going on just recently. Lots of changes, good changes.
Mm-hmm.
Basically changes that I've been waiting for some years now, and sorry, I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. No need to be nervous. It's just me and Esther. We don't bite. We do a lot of things, but
we don't bite.
Kind of just really excited as well because, the things that have been going on mainly is the main one, well, not main, but one of the biggest ones is that I come to realize that I have more power than I thought I did.
Mm.
And for some years now, I was just experiencing a lot of change and turmoil and pain, and now just coming out of it, realizing that everything was working in my favor all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so, you know, like hindsight is 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm coming in to know that I have, you know, more power than I thought, that I knew I had. I'm just wondering, I guess, what you see in ways that I can flex my muscles a little bit, become better at, I guess, understanding what my power is or how to use it. Or because I heard your last couple shows on soul power and also
Karma is a bitch.
Yes, that too. Yeah, so just basically wanted to know how to use my soul power and stuff like that.
Okay, well, beautiful. Well, I'll tell you, self-awareness is something that definitely we are all about. And, you know, even from the remix, you know, myself and Esther, this is really what we do this about. It's really about self-awareness and being able to tap into all of those things that is within yourself. I want to ask you a question. I want to get into this because you said, I realize I have so much more power than I thought I had. Tell me what you've come to realize.
Well, actually, just me and my man have been the ones to discover this. He helped me get in touch, I guess, more with what's really been going on with me. I think maybe I might be psychic on some levels that I didn't know I was. Maybe, like, I get really emotional and anxiety attacks and have problems with, like, rage and or anger, and I don't know. And I've just basically begun to know that normally I don't get these feelings unless they're for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been learning that to speak up about what's been going on.
Right.
Because normally I would suppress those things because I felt like I was wrong.
Yeah.
For feeling this way.
Right. Well, that's beautiful. And let me, I want to say this, and that's truly at the essence and the core of what I know, is that we're all psychic. And that's the beautiful thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really believe and know for sure that we all are. So I want to congratulate you on really just kind of embracing that with yourself and recognizing that it's a part of your birthright to be psychic. It really is. And to begin to understand that and be able to do it at will. You understand?
Yeah,
and even when you're not doing it at will, just really have that energy flow through you. This is really what all of this is about. And, you know, you said sometimes you get, you know, anxiety attacks, and sometimes you get, you know, feeling anxious or get angry and upset, and you don't know where that is coming from. Well, I truly believe that most of us on the planet, and particularly those of us who have come to the planet to do a particular work, whatever the work is, because we all have work we have to do here. This earth is a school, is that this has a lot to do with getting into that work. You understand?
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
is about getting into that work and do that. I want to take you back to a time in your life when you were about 9 years old.
Yeah,
because a lot of things that you're going on right now with this anger and being frustrated, these were some things that happened to you when you were nine. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This was a really interesting time for you, being nine.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a really interesting time for you, even though you learned more about yourself than you ever did. It really was when you started to look at the world in a completely different way. Your views of the world changed. And so that innocence and that love that you used to have for the world and just happy-go-lucky, that changed for you when you turned nine.
Wow. Yes. That's so on point.
Yeah. Share a little bit of what you feel comfortable about what was going on for nine, because what I'm seeing spiritually, I see this and I see you as this beautiful little nine-year-old girl, and I see all of that joy and all of that laughter, and then I see the sadness come in.
Well, I'm not sure if it was before I turned nine, but I live with my mother and my sister, and my mother wasn't doing well. She couldn't take care of us anymore. And my sister basically just took me and her, and we moved with my grandparents. And maybe, like, I was supposed to move back with my mother after she got back on her feet, but maybe, like, 2 months afterwards, she was shot, and she lost her arm. She was shot 6 times in the chest with a .44 Magnum, and was in a coma, like, for about 3 months, and I, that is the biggest, I think, that was the biggest thing to happen when I was nine, and I didn't live with her. I stayed with my grandparents,
Well, I wanted to take you back to that particular time because your realization came in for you at the age of nine, and so many people are sending so much love to you in the chat room. You know, they're just letting you know and sending, you know, sending some love to you in the chat room. I want you to know that when you were nine, this is actually when your psychic abilities came online for you. So you even knew that something was going to happen to your mom.
Yes.
You knew it before anything happened. That's why you didn't want to leave her. You didn't want to go. You wanted to stay because you knew something was going to happen.
Yes. I remember feeling like I needed to protect her.
Yeah. It is definitely important to come back to this particular place so that you can understand that this is sort of the same things that are going on in your life now, is that there is a part of you that wants to know, but it's another part of you that says, no, we can't know, because every time we know, it's something bad. You understand? But that's not the truth. Okay, so that's what we want to get to. That's the point where I want you to get to. I'm going to give you some things to work with so that you can understand that you can rise above this frequency, because having psychic abilities is not about anything bad. You understand? It's not about telling the future. That's not what it's about either. It really is about being able to tap into that energy and to be able to see the possibilities so that you can become comfortable there and you can begin to navigate your way through. There is a crystal, and this particular crystal I want you to begin to work with is a crystal that has been around for less than about 6 years. It's one of the newer crystals. I'm going to be doing a show soon on a lot of these new crystals that are coming up, and a lot of these different crystals, a lot of them are coming from the West. They're coming from other parts of the world, but a lot of these crystals are being found in the West. And this particular crystal that I want you to work with, it's one of my favorites. It's called a bumblebee jasper.
Okay.
It is gorgeous. It is beautiful. It has all of the bands of the colors of a bumblebee that's in it, and it's a very powerful crystal. It's in the jasper family. It also is connected with the agate's energy. But the main thing about the bumblebee, this is what this particular crystal is known as, the supreme nurturer. Because it carries, and its frequencies comes from Indonesia and Bali. So it has a lot of frequency energy, and that particular ley line is all about love and nurturing. It really helps to support you in a time of stress. It just brings the wholeness in you, and what it does is it provides protection, and also it helps to absorb any kind of negative energy. But let me tell you what this is used for. The frequencies and the vibration in this bumblebee jasper, what it does is it's perfect for where you are, but because it helps to open up psychic energy so that you can have that psychic energy open up as wide and strong as you want it to open up, but it will keep you feeling very much protected, and it also will help to nurture you while you're doing it. And I want you to get you not a yellow jasper, because it's not the same thing. It is called a bumblebee jasper. Make sure that anywhere, if you have to purchase it online, that it is coming from a good source. A small piece of it is going to cost you about $20. This is how you know you're going to get it. You're getting sort of the real thing, you know what I mean? And I want you to begin to start working with this, because this is the crystal for psychic energies. When you're beginning to open up psychic energy, the bumblebee jasper does that in a way that is nurturing, loving, that is soothing, and it allows you. And I want you to meditate with that. Meditation is going to be important for you going, because you're in sort of a transitional time now where things are opening up. I want you to also start to keep a journal for yourself and just kind of jot things down. It don't have to be too detailed, but I want you to be in that place where you can just feel comfortable. Lots of massages. That's beautiful. You sound like you got a man. I'm looking at his hand. He got good massage hands, and you know, he got some good hands, girls. He got some good hands.
He's loving me right now.
He can do nice. and let him give you some nice massages, and you can just, whatever is just coming to you, just allow that energy to come out of you. Just allow it to come out. One of the things that's unique about the bumblebee jasper, it comes from Indonesia, and it's a mixture of a lot of different things together, because it comes from the volcano ash. This is where it was born. A lot of it was coming together. So typically when they mine this particular stone, it is near the volcanoes. This is where it is. And so with that volcano, it has a mixture of a lot of different elements coming together. But all of these elements, what they speak to is psychic powers. And it's a way to safely, gently, and smoothly support you when you're pushing through those things, because it's a lot of stress when our psychic ability comes online. A lot of times it does come on through a lot of stress. You see? It comes on through a lot of stress. And what's happening for you is that there's a part of you that's going back to all of this stuff that happened when you were 9 and your mother. And so a part of your body wants to shut it down. And this is where the anger is coming in, the conflict. You see, and another thing why the bumblebee jasper is going to be excellent for you, because it will work with the kidneys and the liver, because this is where anger goes, and it will keep those channels open so this energy can flow from your body. So I want you to get that. I want you to begin to work with the bumblebee jasper, do some meditation, do tons of journaling and really just sitting in that space and just allow things to come to you. Play around with a lot of things. My Know Your Magic audio workbook, it tells you about tapping into all the clairs. It really tells you about raising your psychic energy. It's about knowing your magic to the fullest, showing you how to make your own dream journal, really showing you how to release the cosmic orgasm, and bringing all of these things of bringing this energy online in the way that you can begin to work with your energy. And it's helped so many people from all over the world. So you may want to take a look at that. You can download it straight to your computer. That's going to be excellent for you to work with, as well as getting the Bumble Be Jasper. The other thing that I want you to get, this is an all-time favorite of mine. Brother Bobby Hemmett is one of the first people to really kind of turn me on to this book, and much love to him and Queen Linda. And that book is called All Women Are Psychic by Diane Stein. I think that's who wrote the book. That is the book you need to get, because that book will take you through every single step. And men can use it too. All women are psychic. Because that's just the truth of the matter. We are. And a lot of exercises in the book will take you through those steps. And this way you can gently begin to bring this on. We need our sisters, our women, more than ever. We're going to be called upon. And our men are going to depend on us. Our children are going to depend on us. The planet is depending on us to begin to raise this frequency and use these things of psychic powers, our clairvoyance, our clairaudience, our clairsentient, to raise these frequencies to their highest level and begin to use that for what we cannot see, you see, what is not available to be seen. That's what you want to begin to do. So those are the things that I want you to begin to do. Meditation is key for you. Go back, download the remix shows. We have tons, anything you can think of, it's here. Definitely get that Bumblebee Jasper. Work with that. That's going to help you. It's even going to help you with all of that nurturing energy. I'm telling you, this particular stone holds the impression of ascended masters and ancestors and spiritual guides who have been nurturers throughout this planet and the cosmos beyond. That soul grid, there are different souls that are also connected energetically. I did a story on this, two particular crystals. And the bumblebee crystal holds that frequency. Particularly, these are going to be amazing feminine energy that has been on this planet. That you can begin to tap into that. So it's excellent for men or women, but anybody who wants to raise their psychic ability and really raise it to a frequency, so it is something that you can use and you can get out of the fear factor with it and really just open up that energy in a safe place. That is excellent for you to begin to work with.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. I definitely will be looking into that. I've had a couple crystals recently, and I'm not going to get any more until I make sure I get that bumblebee jasper.
Yes, get that bumblebee jasper. Make sure you email me. Let me know how it's going. And one of the things I would say to you is I want you to think back. I know it's kind of tough for you to think back, but I want you to know that whenever you get that feeling inside of you and something's coming up and it's kind of confusing and you feel the anger, that really just reach down inside of you and just affirm with yourself that you know everything you need to know when you need to know it. You are safe in your world. And just kind of repeat that to yourself over and over again, because what's happening is energetically it's taking you back to when you were 9. And so what you're in the process of doing this year is you need to create new markers for yourself. So, you know, you can even fund things. You could, you know, tell your man like, "Ooh, I knew you were going to call me at 5 o'clock today. I wrote it down. I wrote it this morning." You know, do other things so that you can know that you can begin to trust yourself that much. That what you're feeling on the inside, that you can trust the things of your superpowers within yourself, your soul power, you can trust it to the fullest.
Okay. I will. And if I just might ask a question before I get off, Ms. Blue. I have been experiencing some ringing in my ears lately, well, for a while now, which I now have confirmed that it some people can hear it outside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my boyfriend can hear it. Like, he can hear the ringing that's coming from inside my ears, inside my head. And I was wondering if you could give me an insight on what that is, or maybe, like, sometimes it gets a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, yeah, again, this is just one of the Claire's coming online, Claire audience, okay?
Okay.
So that's what that is. That's one of the Claire's just coming online for you. The reason your boyfriend can hear it is because energetically you guys are connected. I don't want you walking around like some freak thinking people in the grocery store can hear, because they can't. They can't hear it. I know y'all looking at each other like, you think she hear it? No, she don't hear
it. Yes, we were freaking out. We were freaking out just a little bit.
Yeah, no, nobody else can hear it, and it's definitely something that you can hear. And probably, you know, Esther's saying he probably having it ringing in his ear too, because sometimes that do happen, particularly when people are close together and they're couples in a sacred union. A lot of times those things will get activated together. Like me and my daughter, a lot of shit get activated at the same time with us. And, you know, so he's here to witness for you and you're there to witness for him, which is a beautiful thing. But what that is your clairaudience trying to come online. A lot of times that's the clairaudience coming online for you. And so sometimes that ringing in the ear very loud, when that happens, you know what I want you to do? I want you to center yourself, and you can do this while you're walking, working, doing whatever. And I want you to focus on your breathing, breathing in and breathing out. That's all I want you to say. I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out, and just kind of feeling safe in your space, safe where you are. This isn't anything spooky. You're going to have to move past a lot of things that you've been indoctrinated in, and the best thing that is happening to you now, all that shit you used to believe is getting destroyed. So it's a challenge. What you used to believe is not true anymore. And so what happens with the conscious mind is fighting to keep what you believe. Remember, beliefs are something that other people gave to you. What you know for sure is what you know for sure. So there's a struggle between what you believe and what you know for sure. So somebody may tell you, you got ringing in your ear, girl, you got high blood pressure. But you know for sure that this ain't nothing physical. This is spiritual.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Okay.
That's the difference. So it's all about just kind of walking through this process and recognizing it's you're not weird. It's almost 3 million people who listen to the remix, and they have the same experience. So anytime that you think that your life is so freaking special that you some outsider, come to your family, come to the remix, because this is what we all do. You'll be normal here. You'll be everyday normal. You understand? So that's how that works. Yeah. So beautiful. So peace and love to you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
You're welcome, and let us know how it goes, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will.
All right.
Thank
get
you.
Get those massages, girl.
I'll let him know.
Beautiful.
Oh, peace,
wow.
Ladies.
Beautiful. Peace, peace, and love.
Peace.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow. All right. Let's go to the next caller. This looks like it is a Skype caller. I believe Katie calling in.
Greetings.
Jeez, Katie, where are you calling from?
I'm from the UK.
What time is it in the UK, Katie?
It's five in the morning.
Five in the morning. Wow.
Oh, didn't T-Pain do a song about that? It's 5 o'clock
it's
in the morning.
It's a few songs about 5
oh, yeah.
o'clock in the morning. Where you go, V? It's a few songs about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, greetings to you, Katie. What's you?
Pardon?
Yes, what's so for you? You had a question?
Yeah, I just wanted a reason.
Okay. What's going on, Katie?
Well, I'm planning on going abroad, and I wanted a reason on that and sort of what I need to focus on right now. And in terms of like a job as well, or what's like what I need to focus on career wise.
Okay. So you said you plan on going abroad. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going even further from where you are. So let me see. You're going abroad. This feels really good. Are you going to an island?
No.
No island. Where are you going?
To Zimbabwe.
Okay. Well, Zimbabwe. That's not an island. It's on the continent of Africa, even though it's near water. Are you going on the coast part of Zimbabwe or in which part of Zimbabwe?
The capital, Harare.
Okay. That feels good, Katie. I think Zimbabwe would do you well. You're thinking about traveling in the next 4 months?
In the next couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks. Okay. Mm. Okay. So, all right. Okay. Are you visiting or you plan on going for it? Because I kind of feel like you're going to visit, but you also may stay.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure I'm kind of where I am. I don't know why I see an island somewhere with lots of water around it. Okay, all right. Well, that feels really good, Katie. I think that's definitely going to be a good move for you. I really would like for you to secure where you're going to be staying and who you're going to be staying with.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels a little shaky to me. The trip doesn't feel bad, but it just feels like there's some things that's not completely in place yet.
Yeah, it's my partner's organizing it, but he's not going to be around, so that's why I'm a bit unsure, and I'm a bit unsure about our relationship as well.
Yeah, that's the only thing that concerns me. The energy feels really, really good with the place that you're in, but what doesn't feel good is about who you're going to be staying with and where you're going to be staying. That doesn't feel that feels very, very, very unstable for me, that particular point. And I actually see that maybe in about 4 months, which I guess we can look at 4 months in a couple of weeks, but it looks like that is definitely where it's going to, where you're going to be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The main thing I would say for you at this particular point, Katie, is to continue to move forward, but really, really, it would make me feel so much better and you so much better if you could just solidify your connection of who you're going to be staying with and where you're going to be staying at. That's just way too far for you to go, and that just seems very shaky to me. Whenever I get in that energy, it really just, it's shaking all over the place. And so that is going to be where your work is. So if there is some work for you to work with, that's going to be the work. I do want to tell you a crystal that you actually can begin to work with, and this would help you. This is a particular stone. It's called Molavite.
Molavite.
And it's Yes, M-O-L-D-A-V-I-T-E, Moldavite. That's how I pronounce it. I think that's where it is. Moldavite, let me tell you about this particular stone. It's also the stone of transformation. It's also the stone that's also known as the Holy Grail, because one of the things that this particular stone does that is just so powerful, it's used for psychic protection and also any kind of negative entity. You know, it really protects your aura. It's excellent for you to keep with you and to begin to put on you and to wear. The other thing that this stone is excellent for, it's a stone that's been around and it goes by many different names, but it is the traveler's stone. It's a traveler's stone. It's a stone that you take with you when you're traveling. And what it does is it really just sort of kind of bring positive spirits your way. It's excellent for meditation. It's great for that. It's also green, so it resonates with that frequency that has to do with the heart chakra. So this is the number one thing. It's a traveler's stone. It's the Holy Grail. It really is that stone that just helps you to transform. But it really just helps you with traveling. Yeah, it helps you to connect with others who really carry the same light that you carry. You understand? That's the main thing about it, is that it will help you connect people into your light that will be able to come close to you, that have your same level of consciousness in light with you. So I think that's beautiful. A trip would be amazing for you. I do see an island somewhere. Just kind of, you know, flirt with that a little bit and just kind of leave that energy out there. I know you're kind of itching to go somewhere, to travel, to see something, and I think that's beautiful for you. Zimbabwe, I'm really looking at that energy energetically. It comes up in a good place for you, Katie, but what doesn't come up as a good place is I want you to really work on solidifying where you're going to stay and who you're going to be staying with, so those contacts together. If you can get this Moldavite, this particular stone, and begin to meditate with it and carry this stone with you. This stone will really help you to tap into that, to begin to put things in order, and it's also a traveler's stone. So whenever you're traveling or whenever you're thinking about traveling, it will help you to facilitate those things that you need to begin to put in order for that to go well for you. It really taps into that energy. It's interesting because, you know, this particular stone is said to have crashed in, Czechoslovakia mountains almost about 15 million years ago. So this was something that really came, what we're talking about, we're chatting and chilling out of this world. So this is a stone that actually comes from out of this world. It's over 15 million years ago. And so this same energy that is made up of this stone is the same energy and frequency that is also connected with you. So this is really a stone that really just helps you on your journey, and it keeps you evolving yourself as you continually go on. You understand? So this is really for you when you want to channel that energy that is definitely out of this world. This is a great stone to get. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So beautiful. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let me know how that goes for you.
Thank you. And my other question was about job-wise or career and what I need to be focusing right now in terms of that.
Mm-hmm. Job-wise and careers, what do you need to be focusing on? The main thing, Katie, that your spirit guides are saying to me is that right now you're in a good place. And so even though you could go out there and you could get a job and you could go out there and you could start to work towards a career, I know that there are some things you want to do independent. Your spirit guides are telling me that this is really a time for you to continuously cultivate yourself.
Okay.
To keep cultivating yourself. I see that you recently just moved. Did you recently move?
No, I'm almost moving.
Ah, okay, so you're getting ready to move. So that's your main focus. Really start to get things to get set up, get ready for your move. You're thinking about taking this trip, and you're thinking about going somewhere, and really just do things that you truly enjoy. Matter of fact, one of the things your spirit guides are saying is that you need to take some time out the day and not tap into the frequency of love, but tap into the frequency of joy. Because joy and love vibrations are almost the same. But the thing about it is, why it's so hard for some of us to tap into love is because all of us have had our hearts broken before, whether it was from our family members or whether it was from someone we've been in love with. So it's hard to get a clear picture trying to tap into love. But what I want to do is to take a couple of minutes today, and I want you to just go to that place of joy. Think about when you were a child, something that made you happy, that made you smile. If you can't think of any happy childhood memories, I want you to create one. But I want you to spend 3 to 5 minutes of just focusing on joy and being in that place of joy, and everything will begin to open itself up. I really feel that this is a beautiful time. You're doing so much work on yourself. You're really kind of healing yourself, and this is something you'll be able to pass on to other people to really just continuously keep focusing on yourself, healing yourself, and getting yourself in that place, that beautiful place of joy.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, peace and love to you, Katie. It was so good speaking with you. I know it's early in the morning over there in the UK, but thanks for listening, and keep listening in.
Peace, Katie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We have about an hour left to go, so make sure you get on the line if you are not on the line, 646-652-2711. And press 1. And I'm going to go back over here to this board. It is off the chain.
I see the board.
Wow. All right. Going to the next caller. Calling in from area code 775. 775, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? Mm-hmm. 775, you got a lot going on over there. We're going to come back to you, 775.
775, got a lot of white lightning.
A lot of white light going on. All right, going to the next caller calling in from area code 469. 469, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, greeting.
Oh, my God. I'm Shay from L.A. I'm Stay Tight on the chat.
Hey, Stay Tight.
Hey,
you
stay
know
tight.
What? Hey, you know what? I met my spirit guide, like, maybe less than maybe a month ago. Because I told you I was a beginner. I've been listening so much. And I just said to you, I was like, Eric, get us on the line. And he said, 469. So it's funny how this works. I love it. I love you guys, man. This is like the funniest thing that happened to me. I want to share a couple of my dreams because I'm a big dreamer as well. And for you to talk about it tonight, I'm like, man, I'm always like, I'll think of stuff before it actually happened, because I did a share on dreams yesterday morning, and for you to go over it, you just went deeper into what dreams are, like how it all affects us and everything. Mm. So I wanted to talk about a dream that I had. It was a long time ago. It's about my dad, because he left when I was 7, and it's always been in my mind, and I don't know where he is.
You know, Shay, I just want to stop you really, really quick because I pulled a card for you, and the card that I pulled is the card number 7 is the card. Gentle and diplomacy. Yes, I know you do. Go ahead. All right.
It's so exciting to me. It's like, it's a roller coaster now for me because I'm so in tune now.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep going and going and telling people. Okay, so when I was younger, he left, and I've always had this in the back of my mind, like, he's out there somewhere. I'll find him one day, or he'll come around one day. And when I was in college, I had a dream on 9/11. One of my roommates, her dad died in a car accident. So as I was dreaming, she was in my dream trying to wake me up. Like, Shay, wake up, wake up. Somebody else's dad died, and it was a list. She had two names on there, but one, I had to guess the name, and I couldn't guess the name. And I was like, tell me who it is, who's that? But then I woke up, and that's mm-hmm. when, you know, all that stuff happened. So I tried calling to see if they had names that I could find out who, you know, if my dad's name was on there. But it was like, oh, you have to come out here to see the list on the wall. So I just gave up. I was like, I don't want to, you know, do all that stuff. So if you could tell me if you see anything, if he's still out there, because this is, I think that's one reason why I cannot stay or be in a committed relationship, because how I attach myself to people so hard, because I'm a love child. And I think that gets them to run it. And it's like, no, I want you to stay. So I don't know what it is. It's crazy. I know it's crazy. It's like, okay, I'm so attached, but I know I need to have unconditional love for myself first, and that's what I've been working on for the last 2 years, like just sitting and trying to go over everything in my life that has happened to me.
Yes.
And I just started over, so I have crystals and everything, and I write down all of my dreams and anything that I can catch from it. So I just want to know, is he still alive, and how many spirit guides do I have around me?
Let's talk about your father.
Okay.
I want to talk about your father for a little bit more. You said he left when you were around 7 years old.
Yes.
And nobody never heard from him again. He just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth.
You know what? The last time I remember it, I even wrote a song about it and everything, but the last day we met, he introduced me to his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking lost, like, okay, like, why would he introduce me to her? He just, I guess he was just being nice, and that's why I never had any bad feelings, because for him to do that, for him to introduce me and say, hey, this is my new girlfriend, this is my daughter, and he gave me a peppermint stick and a dress, I believe, for my grandfather's funeral, and after that, I never heard from him. My mom, she said that she never heard from him. It was just, I just said, okay, well, I'll just forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't ask her anymore. But I asked her a couple of times, but she kind of...
Yeah, because it's a very
painful
experience for your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very painful experience for your mother. I will tell you that his energy, he is still alive.
Oh, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it, but it's just, when is that time going to come? I'm waiting. I can.
Well, here's one of the things, though, that I do want to tell you.
Okay.
Is that relationship that you have in your head.
Okay.
About your father and how that would be if your father was in your life and was connected to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it will be.
Okay.
You understand? And it's because of a lot of reasons. But the main thing I want you to do is to recognize that truly you have been blessed to be raised by your mother in the way you were raised.
Yes.
And
yes,
that one of the best things that happened is that your father was not there because of where his mindset is.
Okay.
You understand? So that...
Does he drink a lot? Because she said something like that before. He drinks a lot. He's probably locked up.
He does a lot of things. Drugs.
Okay.
Drinking. Lots of women.
Yeah.
And he's very irresponsible.
Okay.
You understand? And you will get an opportunity to meet with him.
Okay.
One day. But I want you to recognize what you're preparing yourself for and putting a lot of energy into. You know, one of the things that I know for sure is that we choose, and I talk to babies about this all the time, we choose our mother and fathers coming here. We choose them. A lot of it has to do with a lot of past lives. It has a lot to do with where we want to evolve ourselves when we're here on the planet. So the main thing I want you to focus on is you can send love to your father. Never stop doing that. Send love to him, wish him well, but you're sitting back and you're not living your life because somehow you feel that you have been cheated out of life by not having him in your life. And so you're constantly waiting for him to come and validate who you are. And so anyone who comes in your life, any man, you latch on to them because you're looking for that validation. You're looking for that attention that every little girl deserves to have from their father. But I want you to know this. When your father seen you at 7 years old, he gave you exactly what you needed to have from him in this life. Everything you needed, he gave to you. It was already in you, and it's still inside of you.
Yes.
You understand? And I want you to begin to use this scenario with your father to empower you and not to scare you. Because in your mind, when you get a man, you're willing to do either A, everything in the world for them,
yes,
or you are constantly afraid they're going to leave you.
Yeah.
So I want you to begin to take an honest look at where you are because you're not seven anymore. And I want you to take a look at it from this perspective. You already know what it feels like to be left. Now allow yourself a different experience to find out what it feels like to be loved. You know what it feels like to be abandoned. You know what that feels like. What you don't know what it feels like is how to be loved. And this is where you have to be very honest with yourself and say, I don't know how to do this. See, we have a problem with that. We have a problem with saying, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to love you the way I feel. I just don't know how to do that. It is even okay to say, I don't even know how to love me. Because that's where you start. That's where you start. You cannot move forward until you acknowledge where you're at. And that's been the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's about taking a step back. What you're doing right now is you're learning you in a way you have. This is why it's the coolest shit in the world, because you ain't never did this before.
Yeah, true. It's like, so,
like,
it's so interesting.
Oh, my God.
You're
like,
so
oh, my
much.
God.
I am like that. Like, what?
Yeah.
And it seemed like it's been in the back of my mind. It seemed like I'm just stuck, but it feels that I need to keep moving, but it's hard
listen
to, like, grasp, you know?
Listen.
Okay.
You can't stop moving.
true. It's not that you need to keep moving. See, you know, one of the things, and we talked about this in the self-invested class, and Brother Bilal broke down something that everybody could get an understanding, that there ain't just four different directions, north, south, east, and west. We got 11 different directions. And direction number 11 is in a circle. And that's exactly what we keep doing as human beings. We stay in the fucking circle jerk. We just keep doing the same thing lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. When I'm reading people's Akashic records, they doing the same shit over and over, just different people, the circle jerk. Yep, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So this is truly an opportunity for you to step outside of the circle, to get away from it, to get out the circle jerk, to find a different direction to go in. That's going to be challenging for you because you don't like to not know.
Yeah, sure do.
You understand? And when you take this direction you on, you don't know shit. In fact, forget everything you thought you knew because you don't know nothing. What's the saying? When you learn everything, you have learned one thing. That's it. So forget about who you thought you were. Forget about what you thought you knew. Forget all of that. Let that go. Allow yourself an opportunity to truly evolve. See, because anybody can move forward.
Okay.
But anybody cannot evolve. The word evolve itself is love backwards. Because you can't get around love. Love is at the pure essence. Love, it's what is even behind your will. Stop trying to force your will.
Okay.
Your will that you're trying to force is you want to see your father. What you don't want to do is destroy so many different lives and so many different relationships, and then you get to meet your father and that wonderful, amazing man that you thought was going to give you love spits in your face. So, is your father out there? Yes, he's out there. Is he still alive? Yes, he is still alive. Is he looking for you? No. And this is what I want you to understand. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. Do you understand me? Just like your mama told you, this ain't got nothing to do with you. I know that's tough as humans because we think that we can will somebody into doing some shit. You can't. I don't want you to play games either with your psychic abilities and with your energy because when you came on, you said, ooh, I told my spirit guide, get us in next. That's a game. Because, see, what's going to happen is you're going to want something so deep down and bad in your soul, and you're going to tell your psychic guide to go get it for you, and they're not going to be able to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, all of this that you thought you knew, you're going to recognize that you don't know shit. So just like you don't want people imposing their will on you, don't impose yours on others. Because the truth of the matter is you can't. You cannot. But what you can do is you can learn how to trust yourself. See, because that's something nobody can take away from you. When you can truly go within and trust yourself without a shadow of a doubt, trust yourself enough to know that you don't know. Trust yourself that much.
love yourself that much. I know it's easier said than done, and it's a lot of work. Let's face it. We, as humans, spirit guides tell me all the time, we're so fucking good at loving everybody else, or at least we think we are. But you ask somebody to love themselves, they couldn't even tell you three ways they do it. How you love yourself? I comb my hair. I take a bath. No, that's not loving yourself. I want you to start putting you as number one. That means to start taking care of you like you want somebody else to take care of you. Taking care of your emotional and your spiritual needs. Because this work is exactly, I think everybody on the planet needs to have Beyonce's album, because pretty fucking hurts. Pretty hurts. You understand? Because what needs to be nurtured and what needs to be loved is not shit on the outside. It is what is going on the inside. Taking time to get outside of your mind and learning how to listen with your heart. When was the last time you listened to your heart beat? When was the last time that you actually felt your heart beating and listened to the rhythm of your own inner divine timing?
Yesterday.
Listen more. Yes. Listen to your heart beat. Do it for hours. If you got 2 hours a day, sit and listen to your heart beat. Because that rhythm, that beat, it's what is going to put you in tune with everything that you need to know in your life. Enjoy where you are. You're a new beginner. It's the best place to be because it's the only place that you can learn. Stop being in a rush to go in a circle.
Okay.
Sometimes we have to sit in the pause so that we can see when it's time to step forward. It's okay. That's the goal. That's where it really is. And know that you deserve to be loved, because one of the things that you're going to have to begin to work on is you're going to have to work on your self-esteem. And I'm talking about physically, your self-esteem, and I'm also talking about spiritually, your self-esteem, because the steam that you have for yourself is not a lot. You run out of steam for you real quick. But for somebody else, you got all the steam in the world. You could keep running for hours and days. You see? You got to start building some steam for yourself. You know, in the old trains, they used to use coal. They used to take coal and put it in the engine so that you can get into the steam. You got to be able to have the steam for yourself to keep going. And you have it. And code word for stop trying to make every man you meet your daddy. Fulfill your dreams as your daddy. Don't do that. If you got a man and y'all are good together, tell him one night of the week you want to role play and he be daddy and you be the little girl. So you can get that fantasy out of your mind before somebody takes advantage of you more than they already have. So work on that, because you're in a beautiful place.
Thank you.
You're in a beautiful place. Yes. Beautiful place. You want to know how many spirit guides you got? Don't get stuck on one, because you got quite a few of them. You got five spiritual guides. You got five of them. Yep.
Oh, that's my life path number two.
Well, you got five spiritual guides that are with you. And, you know, that number five carries a very unique vibration. But your five spiritual guides are really here to help you change. You know? Change directions. Change. You know? Be in that place of change. Change is really about being open, because we know that nothing stays the same, that everything is about changing. So it's about being flexible, being open, and being willing to change how you see things, mm-hmm. how you do things, what you believe. Change. Yeah. All right.
I had another question, ma'am.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, this year I did post that I was going to have more healing and more adventure. And I've been dreaming of a lot of travel. That's mm-hmm. one thing I wanted to talk to you about. Do you see that with me, such as, well, this year, to just travel more? Because
mm-hmm.
I kind of have a feeling I want to move, because I've been here so long in
mm-hmm.
LA, and I just have a feeling I wanted to get away somewhere
mm-hmm.
new, brand new.
Yeah, a lot of that has to do with the cycle that you're in. And it has to do with change. So you've even thought about changing your hair, you know, changing where you live. It's all about change. It really is that energy of the phoenix rising. You understand what I'm saying? So it's forcing you to do a change. Moving, I think, is a good thing for you. But one of the things I want you to do, and I kind of talked about this with the other caller too, is don't be in a rush to do it. You understand? Preparation is going to be key for you. Preparation. So think about things. It's a great time to explore different places, you know, do research on different places about where you're thinking about going. And I think it can be a beautiful thing for you to get out and travel, especially if you plan it. It can go very well for you. Very well. Very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that would be a great opportunity for you to take a trip to go see something. A lot of brothers and sisters like Brother Wayne Chandler, Brother Yasir Hotep, they go to Jamaica. They go to different places. They even do places, maybe take a workshop, maybe go, you know, something you're interested in. You know, maybe go to something. Queen Nafua does a lot of things. You know, just kind of explore, see what you're interested in. And, you know, it's really going to be important for you to be a around a community of people that is about like minds, you know? Maybe you want to take a class. Sometimes traveling is not always done in the physical sense, you know? First, we need to travel in a spiritual sense. Maybe there's something locally. Maybe go see something you haven't seen in a while. Go to a museum, you know? Go see a play, you know? Go to a restaurant you've never been. Go to a certain side of town that you always wanted to go and take a look. You know, one of the best things that you can do, go test drive a car you never test drive before. You know, just go spend the day and say, I'm going to test drive this car, and just go do it. You know, you're near water. Maybe go somewhere and towards the coast, you know, just get out and get around. So traveling, we can do that in so many different ways, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I love you all so much.
I love you,
as
too.
You know.
Yes. Well, let us know exactly how things are going. Peace and love to you. And just keep doing what you're doing. Know that you're not a mistake. You're not an accident. And on a higher level, you have chosen your parents, and you got exactly what you needed from them. Exactly. You haven't been left. You're not at a disadvantage. None of that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely none. Your life is definitely one that have been crafted by you.
Mm-hmm. She has been crafting. Do a lot of crafting.
Well, beautiful. That's a great thing. So stay tight.
Okay. thank you. All right. Talk to you later.
Peace. Love.
Peace.
Wow. All right. Let's go to the next caller. See here. All right. Calling in from area code 224. 224, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? Can't hear you, 224. All right, 224, we will come back to you because there's too many people on the phone. All right, going to the next caller, 207, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? Okay, let's go. Let's go to some more callers here. All right, calling in from area code 718, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
It's Janice. How do I do it?
Okay.
What, are you trying to go off the queue?
Hello?
Hello, Janice.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes,
you.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been trying to get through here all day, all night.
Well, you here now.
I'm so happy to talk to you. I've been listening to you for a while. My son had me calling in and listening to you all night. A lot of nights I listened to you till I fell asleep. My daughter listens to you. She's very, you know, focused on you on weekends too. So we love you. We all love you.
Oh, well, thank you. Much love to you and the family there. What a beautiful time we're in when the children can turn us on to something good.
Yes,
you
my
know?
Son, very focused on. He's very, very much interested in a lot of the things that's going on.
Yeah.
He's very interested.
And where are you calling from again?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been had a lot of things going on in my life. I'm a little bit confused, a little bit mixed up, but I'm good. I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. So, what is your question for me tonight? What's your question for me?
I just want to know a lot of things that are going on around me. It's like I've been going through a lot for quite a few years. And sometimes I thought things was going good, and then it wind up that it was just as bad. But in my heart, I know that things happen for a reason, and I always think it's a good reason that things happen. You know?
Yeah.
That's the bad part of it. You know, you just gotta just sit back and just wait for the good out of it.
Mm-hmm. Always wait for the good. Well, you know, I will tell you that it is, and I'm taking a look at your spiritual DNA, and I do see a lot of your spiritual DNA. And one of the things I want to say to you is that a lot of things that are happening, a lot of things that are going on for you is because of things from a past life. So a lot of times, you know, things just don't make sense here. Why would this happen? You know, how did this happen? A lot of the answers are not here. A lot of the answers do come from other places.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I want to talk to you, though, about tell me. If you can, I want you to tell me about your father and your relationship with your father.
Well, my biological father, I didn't really know him until I got older.
Mm-hmm.
The father that I knew that took care of me was my heart and was the one that I always looked up as my father. He was my, you know, my psychological father.
And he has passed. He's on the other side, correct?
Yes, he is.
Yes, yes. Okay, because he's here with you. Okay, keep going. Yeah. All right, this is him.
But my real father, what I learned to be as I got older, my mother finally told me who he was, and I knew I used to go around him all the time and with my sister, and he would take them shopping, he would give them money, and he would never give me anything.
Mm-hmm. 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 And you felt some kind of way about that.
As I got older, I was like, you know, now you want to tell me about how you treated me when I was little, and then when I was coming around you and I was older to understand that you was my father, you never gave me anything. I sit in the house while you take the other my other sister shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But I always called him. I always kept in contact with him. I always go see him. You know, I haven't talked to him in quite a while now. Because I think the last time I talked to him, he asked for my blood type.
Yeah, because he never believed that you were his child. And the truth be told, the father who raised you was your father.
Well, I knew he wasn't the one that raised me. He wasn't my father. I always knew that he wasn't my father. My mother never told me that my real father was my father.
No. You're not listening to me. The father who raised you was your father.
Okay. Well, I always felt that in my heart, though. I really felt that in my heart. I always felt that in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was very close to him. I was very close to him. And the day that he died, I was right here to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I want you to sit with that for just a moment and really begin to think about that and how does that make you feel?
Made me feel good. Made me feel good in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't really miss much from the other one because I always was with the one that I always thought was my stepfather.
Right. Because really, that's really where your spiritual DNA connection is with, and he was your father. He really took on that role even more so for you than even the rest of the children.
I know. I believe that very strongly. My kids loved him.
Yes.
They loved
him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're in a good place. A lot of things that's happening with you has a lot to do with past wounds. It has a lot to do with things from a past life. And one of the things that you have a very difficult time with, even though you're getting better, is letting go.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So when something hurts you, oh, your heart literally bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yes, it does.
So it's about really sort of being in the place where you can do that. Let me ask you a question, because you have children, very wise children, and you've done an amazing job on your children. What have you come to realize at the age that you are right now? What is the main thing that you will say that you have come to realize?
I feel that my family is very important to me. It's keeping them together. That's what I really, really feel.
Mm-hmm. So tell me what that means when you say keeping the family together. Tell me what that means.
Letting their children know each other, mm-hmm. Each one of their children to grow up with one another, to know each other, to be close to one another, to have someone to talk to be with one another. I just feel that family closeness needs to be with them, even when I'm gone.
Right. This is important to you. Why?
Why have you come to realize this now? Why do you feel you've come to realize this and this is so important to you at this point?
Because when I was younger, my mother had 10 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot. We didn't have a lot. But we had that closeness with one another. And we knew how that we had a good time. We enjoyed one another. Even when we didn't go anywhere, we didn't do anything. We enjoyed being with one another.
Mm-hmm.
We were just playing cards, watching TV, or just sitting around outside on a hot night. We enjoyed that.
Right.
It was fun to us.
Mm-hmm.
I want my kids to have that closeness too, to be with one another.
And how do your children feel about that?
I think they got a good understanding with one another. You know, they have their family, and I tell them, I say we need to have a day that we all come together once a year to be close. We do it occasionally, but not like I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, why do you think that this has been a struggle to do then?
I guess because everybody has their own little family and they in their own little world, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going through their little, I guess we all going through our little changes and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. You do believe you have wisdom, don't you?
Yes, I do. I really feel it. You know, because it's like no matter where I be at, somebody's always coming to me and asking me something. And I feel like I'm the type of person that always know how to direct the person in the right direction. It's like I actually go say, do I got direction on my forehead? Because people always come to me to ask me, no matter where I be at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you do carry that energy of a healer, of a server. You came to the planet to serve. You like to help other people. That brings you joy just to be of service and to help people. That's a beautiful thing. My question for you, though, is when are you going to let somebody help you?
It's like when I need help, there's no one there to help me, believe it or not. It's
mm-hmm.
like I don't ask nobody for help. But, you know, if you're around me and you know that I need help, I shouldn't have to ask you. That's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're around me, you know that I'm going through something. You know, because that's just the way I am. When I see somebody going through something, I know I can see it in their face. I mean, from the bum on the train to somebody
mm-hmm.
walking down the street,
right?
I can see it in them. But when it comes to me, nobody can see it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like I be burning inside or going through something inside, and nobody can tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll let you know that I can tell.
Mm-hmm. I know you can.
I can tell, but one of the things I want to say to you is because that's where your kryptonite is.
Mm.
You don't like to ask for help. So you kind of have this energetic shell around you that says, don't help me.
Mm. Oh. I guess
that's
I've been
it.
Like this all my life since I was younger. I've been like that.
Yeah.
I was always like that.
Yeah, and kind of like even though you had all of those brothers and sisters, that you had to fend for yourself.
Yes, I was always the one that always reached out to help everybody in the family. Even though
yeah.
I was the fourth oldest. But it's
well,
like I
that's
was the
what
oldest
I was
going to
tell
family.
You. But hold on, you were the fourth oldest, but. You are almost like an only child. How old, what is the age difference between your next sibling above you?
Above me?
Mm-hmm.
A year.
And your sibling below you?
the youngest one, the youngest, the one that's under, next to me, or the one that's younger than
next
me?
Next to you. The one that's younger than you.
My youngest sister is, one is 69. I can't calculate it right off the end. I think she's like
so how many years younger than you is your next sibling under you?
1 year.
1 year. Okay.
Yeah.
And so your siblings that are three siblings older than you, are they all boys?
That are older than me? No, one's a girl and one's a boy.
Okay. You said there were three. So who's,
okay, so
what
three.
Is the?
It's two boys and one girl. Sorry about that.
Okay. So
two boys and one girl. Yes.
Okay. And who is the one a year apart from you?
My brother.
Okay. So how many years apart is your older sister? Stay with me because I'm going to share something with you here.
She's 5 years apart from me.
Okay. So for 5 years in your family, there was not a girl. So truth be told, how many years is the next sister under you?
The next sister under me, I think she's 5 years under me.
Right. So this is what I want you to understand, that there is something called an order within families. And this order, really the order that we think we are, the birth order, is really not exactly what it is. So sometimes we go around calling ourselves the middle child, the fourth oldest child, and we're this, and that's not really what it is. You're actually an only child.
Okay.
And you're the baby girl. You spent 5 years as the baby girl.
Oh.
So a lot of those different energies that you're feeling, that you've come to understand, has a lot to do with even that birth order. But you're moving into some really, really good energy here in this 2014 where you are. This is some good energy for you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you have to do, I want you to really work on allowing yourself to be served. Because in your mind, you believe that you're the only one that can go around helping and that you're the only one that can go around helping. And that's simply not true.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get an opportunity, one of the things I want you to do is I want you to go to a restaurant where mm-hmm. you can be served, where somebody can serve you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? When you go to sleep at night, what I want you to do is visualize your heart and visualize a gate on your heart. And visualize yourself opening that gate and love just coming in.
Okay.
Because this is a big part of where this resistance is coming back from you, is that you don't really know how to receive love. So it's challenging for you. And so a lot of your energy comes in strength. It's a lot of masculine energy. But I want you to get into the feminine side of yourself and just allow yourself to receive.
Okay.
A crystal I want you to work with, and I know that this will help you, is the crystal. And this particular crystal is called a flint, F-L-I-N-T, yep, flint.
Let me write that down. I've got to write it down.
Okay.
F-L-I-T?
F-I-S, hold on. F-L-I-N-T.
Flint.
T as in Tom. T. Flint.
Oh.
Almost almost like you're saying Flint, Michigan. Yeah.
Flint. I'm hearing you, but I'm S L I N T.
Yep. There you go.
Oh.
Flint.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a beautiful crystal. It almost looks kind of iridescent in its energy that it's there. It comes in different colors. The colors that it comes in is going to be the colors are gray, brown, black, and like a smoky kind of color. But what really, really, really is interesting about this particular color, it really helps to open up energy when it comes to energy from the heart chakra. It opens up that energy. It's excellent and very helpful when it comes to managing your money, because that's also another kryptonite of yours.
Yes.
Is to get into that particular area, and it also helps with different things of disputes and arguments and confrontations. It really just eases the energy. It dispels negative energy. It helps to sever any type of emotional ties that we have to different personal experiences, people, places, and things. It's excellent for that too. Yeah.
Okay.
And right. It's also an excellent stone for kidneys and liver.
Okay.
For you to begin to work with that. And you can actually, when you get this particular stone, I want you to do some meditation with it just to help relieve some of those emotional ties, because there's so many places that you've left yourself. And I want you to bring yourself all back. And to know that when you're giving out love and you're doing things, that you're doing it truly from your heart, and you can let go feeling as if, you know, you've been done or got the raw end of the stick, because that's not true.
Yeah, dude, that's what I felt. I guess you can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And this is what I want you to also think about. Your family is there for you to love them unconditionally, and you do a great job of that. But know that you have work to do in this world, and a lot of it is about people who are hurting and people who are struggling in their day-to-day life. And you have so much wisdom because of your own path and your journey and things that you've overcome and been through in your life. Those are the people waiting for you to help them so they can in turn give you back what you need.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't want you to hold your family hostage with all of your wisdom. Remember, they've been around you. And some of them many different lifetimes. So they don't necessarily want to hear what you got to say. But there are so many other people in this world that need to hear what you have to say.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're in a good place. You're definitely a teacher. You came back to teach those things, to really help people. And help them in their day-to-day life to understand that just because you've made mistakes or just because things have happened, it doesn't mean you don't give up. You keep going.
Yep. And I'm not a give up a first type of person.
Not at all.
Never let them get me down.
That's right. That's right. But here's what I want you to know. You never let anything get you down, but sometimes you got to go somewhere and sit your ass down.
That is so true.
While you're telling your children, you tell them, mommy need a love on me day. That's the day I'm going to sit my ass down and let y'all love on me.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, peace and love to you. I want you to just kind of sit in that space. It'll come to you because you definitely will be doing work, particularly even helping those women who have been abused and those who've sort of lost their way. You definitely will be doing some work with them.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Your guidance and your and listening to you it inspires me so much. It really does. Now, I have my son giving me the number to call to listen.
Yeah, well, give some love to them, too, from me as well, too. And peace and love to you.
I definitely will.
Yes, and let us know how it's going. Peace and love. Peace and love.
I will. Peace and love to you, too.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. That's right, y'all. Mommy needs a sit your ass down day.
Ooh,
wow.
Wee.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot going on, Remix Family.
It's a whole lot going on. For real.
All right. Well, we got a few minutes, and we may do a little bit of after hours, and we'll see, you guys.
All right. Well, let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 313. 313, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi, this is Debbie from Detroit.
Hi, Debbie from Detroit.
Yes. I was calling in. I talked to Miss Blue last week, and I am still working on what you told me about being responsible with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the last call, when the caller before last, I popped in, and you were talking about self-esteem, and I was like, okay, well, that's really what I needed to hear tonight, to work on my self-esteem more. So, I was just wondering, as you probably can step into my spirit or whatever, I've been having these dreams for the last 3 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I dreamed about these dogs, pet bulls, a black one and a white one, and one of them bit me, the white one. And then a week later, I had a dream about two more dogs, and one became like my little friend dog, like I let him in the house. And I called him Little Coco, and I don't have any pets. I hadn't even desired no pets. I'm like, where are these dog dreams coming from? And so I'm just wondering what's going on around me right now.
So dreams about dogs. You had a white dog and a black dog, right?
Yeah.
Are you still here?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
You need me to wait till you finish? I guess that's a yes. I said, do you want me to wait till you finish?
Oh, I'm still here. I think the phone is breaking up. I'm finished.
Okay. No. I was asking you about the dog dream again. And you had the dream about the dogs. Tell me again about you said a white dog and a black dog, and these were bad dogs, these were good dogs. Tell me what it is.
They were two pit bulls, and one was a white and a black one, and the white one, like, scratched my leg and bit me. And, you know, the dream was, like, over. And then a week later, I had a dream about two more dogs, but they were nice dogs. And one became, like, my pet. And I just thought it was kind of strange.
Well, I want you to take a look, Deborah, about some things that are going on in your life at this time and take a look at the dogs. Now, of course, we know dreams. I love dreams. They can mean so many things. We can look at the metaphysical, the occult side of the dreams, which I think it's important to explore that side of it. That's a beautiful side. But we know at the end of the day, everything in the dream is us. It really represents us. And then we can take a look and see how how it applies to what's going on in our lives, because these dreams are so powerful and the mind is so clever, especially the subconscious. It will use all kinds of signs and symbols, because that's what it does, to really communicate a very profound and powerful message for us. And I want you to think about in your life at this time, there's been some issues with people and their loyalty to you and your faithfulness to other people, how loyal and faithful you've truly been to people in your life. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, I guess.
When you say yes, tell me what it means.
I'm not sure who I would be loyal to. I really, like, I guess my friends. I think I'm pretty loyal to my friends.
Mm-hmm. I never said you wasn't. I said it's been a question that has come up about faithfulness and loyalty. There's been some questions of that.
And maybe a relationship I'm in right now. I don't think
you. Go ahead. You said what?
He might be faithful to me, but I don't feel like he's being loyal to me, you know, like treating me the way I think I should be treated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's nice to me, but not, you know, not showering me with gifts or anything like that. So maybe that's what I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to be completely honest about this, because I think you'll be able to really kind of see the dream. So loyalty is based on how somebody treats you?
I'm sorry?
I said loyalty, you're basing loyalty because he doesn't treat you and shower you with gifts. That makes him not loyal?
You know, that doesn't sound very good.
That's too bad, though. I know, when you call in the remix and I'm doing readings, you're going to kind of, you know, get put on the spot, you know, for real.
Right.
So.
Not on your part, on my part. Maybe I shouldn't equate that with loyalty. Maybe I'm just confused about loyalty. Maybe I don't even know.
No, I think you know exactly what loyalty means, and you definitely know what being faithful means. So where is the question about why you don't feel that there's loyalty going on for you?
I guess I feel like I'm by myself right now and everything. It's like, you know, there's nobody to call on, actually.
Right.
You know, I have nobody to call on.
Mm-hmm. So well, you called on Miss Blue.
I called on Miss Blue. Thank you. Jesus.
I just kind of want to put that out there. I want you to think about the dream, though, in all seriousness, because right now what you're struggling with is really whether or not this relationship is one of loyalty and faith. And faithfulness,
mm-hmm.
because you feel like you're by yourself. And if you're by yourself, then you have to be questioning whether or not there's any kind of loyalty.
Right.
You know, that's the honest answer. So the beautiful thing is that in your dream, first you got these two dogs or these step dogs.
Right.
And these jokers was looking like they was about to gobble your ass up, and not in a good way. And then all of a sudden, you got these other dogs, and they became your pets. You were able to just be at peace with them, and they were at peace with you, and you were petting them, and they was walking with you, and it was a beautiful thing. I want you to hold the line, because we're about to go into the after hours, and I'm going to let you know exactly what those dogs, who let the dogs out, really mean.
Right.
All right, you guys. So for the rest of you guys, we want you to download. If you like the show, we want you to like it. If you love it on iTunes, love it over on Facebook, leave a comment, send an email, and definitely let us know what you think about the show. Don't forget to download it on iTunes. Don't forget to rate the show over there on iTunes. I read those too, as well as over on Facebook as well. I'll see some of you guys in the readings coming up. I'll see you guys in the Priestesshood, Self-Invested. We got all of this. We got some great guests coming up next week. We'll be here doing our thing. Tweet us a message. Let us know what you felt about the show. I love you guys. It's always amazing sharing with you guys, having Esther right here with me as well. And just everybody from all over the world, we're about to go into the after hours, 32 seconds and counting. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to all of you guys out there. Have an amazing week, because we got some work to do. We got some things coming up, some great stuff. And if you want to know who let the dogs out, y'all better download, and get on in, because we're going to talk about what it really means when them dogs came around, what's really going on with this dream. All right, so peace and love, you guys. All right, so we're officially in the after hours, and one of the things I want to say is, what it's letting you know is that you don't have to settle for a dog, for lack of a better word, that don't like you, that's not treating you, and you don't feel comfortable with, because there's one out there that you're going to love, and you're going to be able to pet, and they're going to be able to pet you, and things are going to just be beautiful. So your dream is giving you that vision to let you know that you don't have to settle just for the sake of saying you got somebody.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep. It always does. Yeah. It always does. So you don't feel like you sort of have this generational thing going on with men that some of the women in your family suffer from?
I don't know. My mom, I mean, she was married, you know, all her life, basically. I don't have any sisters. My aunts, they weren't married, weren't, you know, widowed and weren't divorced. So, yeah, it might be something going on, because my nieces are not married.
No.
The guy's getting married.
Hold on. I just told you the answer, and now you're trying to talk yourself out of it. I said, so you don't think that you're suffering from what other women in your family are. And you went back, tried to confirm that you are suffering from that. And I'm telling you, no, because I already see it. So I'm telling you.
Oh, you're telling me no.
Yes. No. And you trying to
I'm trying to sign up for it.
Yeah, you trying to sign your name on the line. Wait a minute. No, I think I am.
The word is no.
That's not your story.
Oh, yes. Wow. Thank you.
The word is no. That's not your story. It definitely does not have to be. So next time you get to thinking about how you're feeling, think about who let the dogs out.
Who let them dogs out, right. Yeah. So a better dog, I hate to say it, better dog is coming.
Yes. It can be.
It can be, right. A dog of another color, yeah.
No, you don't want no better dog. Hold up.
Right.
You don't want a better dog.
The whole goal.
No dog at all.
No dog.
Yeah, no
friend.
Dog at all.
A friend.
Man, okay.
You want a sacred man.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. I do. So I just need to wait on that.
Well, you don't even have to wait.
Oh.
because okay. you know there's not somebody out there that's going to push the button and he just show up. I don't know where. Well, I do know where we get that from as women, saying we waiting on a man. We know. I know where. I'm playing crazy. I got to play crazy sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes I got to play crazy. You ain't got to wait for him. You just got to say that is what you want and put that energy out there and be open to receive it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Mia.
I bet you won't forget that dream now.
I sure won't. I won't. And I won't forget that name, Coco. I was like, I'm calling it the little dog Coco.
That's all right.
Like, wow. Yeah.
So that just means some nice chocolate brother.
Yeah.
You better learn how to read code, spiritual code, girl.
I really wish, I really need to take the time to read codes better.
Because right.
I get dreams all the time, so I do need to take the time for that.
That means a nice chocolate. Let's see who we can. Ooh, don't let me get the fantasizing. Some nice, sexy chocolate is out there coming your way.
Yes, so desire it and receive it.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, Miss Blue.
All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling.
Peace and love to you too. Yeah. You guys have a good night. The rest
you
of
too,
it.
Baby.
Okay. Bye.
Peace and love. Wow.
Baby, can I call him Coco? No, baby. That's code word for chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are too fun. Mm-hmm. A nice chocolate Godiva, brother.
Wow. Mm-mm.
Y'all are too much. Y'all are too much. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, Esther.
All righty, the next caller. Calling in from area code 404. 404, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Greetings, Esther and Ms. Blue. This is Jennifer from Atlanta.
Okay,
hey,
greetings.
Jennifer.
Jennifer from the ATL, from the hot Atlanta.
A little cold, but yes.
Yeah, it's cold, huh?
It's cold. A little better today, but 7 degrees the other day, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, it's cold. It's hot where I am.
I am calling because I am in a crossroads about my job, career, business. I started my own company, but I haven't really pushed to work with people. So I don't know if I'm wanting to go back to corporate. I know I don't want to do that. So I don't understand what the block is in pushing forward and making it work, because I know I have the power to do that. So not quite sure what the block is about.
Mm-hmm. I don't know either, but your whole throat chakra is closing up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look. All right. So, what was your question for me? I'm sorry. I just seen the energy all around your throat, and it just threw me off a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you I did?
I mean, not that it hasn't been an issue, but I thought I was over that or working through that.
Tell me what you thought you were over.
Well, I didn't talk for some years, and I'm talking. I am working to express more.
That's beautiful.
And let it out. And people keep saying, you already know, so just say, you already know. I'm like, do I? What do I know that I'm not expressing to myself either?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if I would say it that way, but maybe they could say that. But what I will say to you is that not talking has nothing to do with communicating, because the fifth chakra, let's take a look at that. That has to do with the communication portal. We'll stay with the textbook definition of it. It really is all forms of communication, whether that communication is the internal talk that you're having with yourself, whether you're communicating with someone outside of yourself, whether that is just energy flowing inside and out of your body. That is all what it's about. It's not just about how we open our mouth, and it's not just about how we speak. So you being quiet for 2 years actually would hurt you in communication as opposed to help you. I think it's really good that you have gotten yourself into the position where you said, you know, you're starting to speak up more, you know, say what's on your mind and just kind of express yourself. That's a beautiful thing. And that is definitely to be commended. There is a difference, though, between being honest and telling the truth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So a person can be completely honest with you and not tell you the truth at all. Did you know that?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of what's happening with you is that you're being honest, but you're not telling the truth. You're not telling the truth. When it comes to your business and when it comes to what you truly feel in your heart and what you're passionate about, yes, of course you can do it. Of course you can be, you can generate income for that. You can take care of yourself. Do you have to go back to corporate? Not if you want to. You don't. But there is still a part of you who do not, and I'll use this word, do not believe that you can do it.
Okay.
I felt you surging there a little bit. You disagree with that?
There's some truth in that. I feel like there's some truth in that, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So the hesitation and the cutting off of your breath is because? Kind of hard to swallow, kind of hard to admit?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But, you know, you can look at that as well as an opportunity for you to evolve yourself from that point. Because, see, up until this point, one of the things that you're excellent with, Jennifer, is selling someone else's dream.
Yes.
Yeah, you're excellent at selling someone else's dream, but what's being called upon you is to sell your own dream, and you can't do that. So you got to learn that it really is never about someone else's dream, but it's truly about your dream and your passion. And together, both of you can be important. See, let me tell you about me. I don't want people to work or connect themselves with me who feel that they're less than me. Because what would that make me? You get it? What would that make me? If I felt that somehow I was better than you, what does that make you? If I'm better than you, what does it make you?
Less than, not equal.
That's right. And how long do you think that you can survive as a spiritually evolving person being less than me? what you think your expectancy, how long do you think your life expectancy is?
Not long.
Not long at all. So, I can already tell you without just energetically, I can see where there's a lot of, I'm looking at it. Let me look at your fire energy. It speeds up, stops, slows down, speeds back up, stop. So that tells me that you've been in and out, 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 in and out. Like a person going through many different relationships only to find out at the end that they got dumped. This has nothing to do with people consciously, but this is about you. And it's about what is it that you truly want. Do you know what that is?
No.
You don't know?
Not really.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I want you to think about it. What is it that you truly want?
I guess to be loved, accepted.
Well, we all want love.
Right.
That's a given. But see, that's what I was talking about early on the show. Love is a little tricky because so many of us have powerful stories with love, but a lot of y'all got some real fucked up stories with love. So that word love is triggering all kinds of different kinds of energy coming off of your energy centers as you say it. For you, Jennifer, some of this comes from a past life. And I would agree with you. You want to be accepted and acknowledged.
Yes.
That's it. You want somebody to say, look what Jennifer did. You want that acknowledgement. And no matter how much love you give, no matter how much passion you give, it just keeps seeming like you can't get it. But we're not going to waste any more time telling you what you already know. We're going to talk about how you can turn this around.
Yes, please.
Let's talk about that. Okay. One of the first ways that you can begin to turn this energy around, and I want you to understand this, that where your greatest strengths are is also where your greatest weakness is. And I want you to hear me real good when I say that. Where your greatest strengths are, that's where your greatest level of sensitivity is. So you are definitely, like I said, excellent of helping other people live their dreams and for them to be acknowledged. But that's also where you're very sensitive at. So a couple of things right off the bat. I know you've been honest, but now you got to start telling the truth. Because those are two completely different things. Being honest with someone and telling them the truth is different. And the first person you have to begin to start working with this is you, yourself. The other thing that I want you to do is I want you to sit down and I want you to begin to start thinking of your business as something independent. Because that's another thing. You've been in codependent relationships for so long that it's almost traumatizing for you to think to be by yourself.
It is.
Not that you always have to be by yourself, but it is a time for you to start truly going within and recognizing that everything that you do, it is not for someone else, but it is for you. And start learning how to get that satisfaction from inside of Jennifer. Recognizing that whatever it is that you're doing in your business, whatever it is just as important as everything else. You're no better than and you're no less than. Put yourself where you need to be and take yourself out of competition with everything. Right now, what's happening is nature is giving you resistance. You are not in competition with everything. Right now, your body is in competition with air, so it's difficult for you to breathe. So this is just symbolic of saying to yourself, Jennifer, you don't have to try so hard. There is nothing wrong with you. Stop thinking you gotta fix every damn thing. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't have to fix everything. Let me ask you a question. What do you know in your life to be perfect? What in your life is perfect?
Perfect? Nothing.
Why not?
Perfect? Perfect. Nothing. There's always going to be something.
Ponder that. Think about it. And then what I want you to do before you start making any kind of business decision or any kind of decision to start to take yourself back to work, ask yourself the question, why? Why do I want to do that?
Okay.
Do you have a citrine crystal?
Yes.
What do you do with your citrine crystal?
It's very small, so it's not one I carry with me around or really interact with a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me what you know about the citrine crystal.
The first thing that comes to mind is abundance. I'm sure there's many other aspects, but I think it has to do with that as well.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you use the citrine crystal for? If you don't carry it, what do you do with it?
I didn't purchase it. I just have it. I really don't work with it at all, to tell you the truth. It's in my staff that I have, an unk staff that I have is at the very top with a quartz underneath it pointing at it. But again, it's made into that, so it's not, I look at it, but I don't really have a meaningful relationship with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to begin to work with it. One of the things about the citrine crystal, it's a very unique crystal. A lot of people don't know, but the citrine crystal and the amethyst crystal is really the same crystal. The difference is the citrine is just kept in the ground a couple of more thousand years than the amethyst.
Okay.
It's also the crystal called the stone of the mine. That's what the ancients used to call it, is that it is the stone of the mind. It deals with those things. What it does is it protects you from negative self-abuse. Negative self-abuse. Code word for the conscious mind, the player hater. It protects you from that. It really does. And back in ancient times and even in some of the hieroglyphs, you would see them placing the citrine crystal on their forehead, right where their third eye is.
Okay.
The other thing that the citrine crystal does is it helps to open you up to new thought. It promotes clarity of thought. This is why it's called the stone of the mind. So this is what it's for. It really helps to open up that energy so that you can begin to start opening yourself up. Is it a crystal used for luck? Yes, it is the stone that they call the merchant's stone. So it really, really helps you. You're supposed to, if you're a business owner in feng shui, they tell you to take this crystal, place it either in a dish somewhere around you, or to take it and place it inside your cash register. If you have that, it's excellent for that. But this is what the citrine really does, is it helps you to shut down all of that mind chatter. It is also one of those particular crystals that helps with purification. And what it does is it helps to eliminate poisons from the body, whether that is mental poison, physical poison, or spiritual poison that has come into your life. So it helps to eradicate poisons. And that's what's happening to you. You are poisoning yourself right now. This is the crystal that has a lot to do with joy and also love. It really just helps with those things of joy and love. It's one of the few crystals that do not hold negative energy. So you do not have to cleanse it per se to clear any kind of negative energy, because negative energy cannot even get into this particular crystal. It's also one of those crystals that really just help your whole endocratic nervous system is sparking sparks all over you, Jennifer, and your back. I know your back is bothering you. It has to be hurting.
It is.
Oh, I know your back because I see sparks like it's the 4th of July coming off of your spinal cord, which means that all of this that you're starting to internalize and begin to start pulling this energy in. You need to work with your crystal if you can tonight, because it's just going to smooth out your whole endocratic system, help you with everything, distress your body. It's just going to bring all of this coolness back to you that you need to begin to do. And then what you need to do is take a day or two and think about absolutely nothing. Don't make any decisions, because right now you're not even in a good place where you can even hear yourself clearly.
No,
you're not. So you have to get back to that place where you can begin to start tapping back into your passion. Start meditating. Do what I was telling the caller to do earlier, and I've given this out many a times. Listen to your heartbeat. Take an hour tomorrow and sit comfortably and listen to your heartbeat and be all amongst everything. Allow the demons in you to be free of you for once and for all. Stop trying to fix you. Stop trying to make mistakes that you feel you've made a curse for today, because somehow in your mind you feel that you should be punished. How do I know this? Because you feel that what people have done to you, they should be punished for. See, when we open up these gates of judgment, they go both ways. You don't get to sit around and judge everybody else and you not be judged yourself. You see how that works?
I do.
It is literally poisoning you from the inside out. There is nothing wrong with you. This is not something you're going to be able to fix by swallowing some herbs or taking some pills or taking some tea. Take some time and spend some time with you. Stop trying to fix you because there's nothing wrong with you. You just got to get to know who you are for real. The truth of who you are.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Stop trying to judge yourself. Stop trying to judge other people. Leave them to their own thing. Know that everything is working in your favor. Let that shit go. Let it go. Let all of it go so you can finally get rid of it for good because you're making yourself sick. And I want you to hear me when I say this again because you've been here before. Let it go. Focus on joy. Focus on your love. Focus on your dreams. Focus on those things that are passionate for you. Sit for about an hour or two and just listen to your heartbeat so you can learn what it feels like to stop hearing everybody else's voices in your ear and hear what it sounds like when Jennifer is speaking, because that's important too. You've got to go back and tap into your soul power.
Okay.
All right. You can do it.
Yes, I can.
Make sure you call back and let us know you're sounding better already.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can always count on Miss Blue and the Remix.
Well, can always count on you guys for helping all of us grow up here on Earth. So that's the beautiful thing. So peace and love to you. And
peace and love to you. Thank you.
Yes, and definitely let me know how things are going. And make sure that you go back and download Karma is a Bitch and download Soul Power, those two shows. Yes, you're going to find a lot of good gems in there as well, too.
Okay, those are two shows. Okay, I'll do that.
All right, love you too. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Well, Esther.
Oh, goodness. Let's see. It is so many people still on the phone. Wow.
It is. But here's what I want. I don't want the show to get cut off. I see all of you guys on the phone lines. I really do. I would love for you guys to email me, and we'll definitely get a chance to do this again. Chatting and chilling. We told you guys it was going to be out of this world, as
yeah.
it always
yeah.
in the remix. And so that's the beautiful thing, you know, when we all come together and we really sort of kind of get our soul food. We get our soul food for the week. And all of our situations, things that we have going on in our lives when we share and we're able to connect with each other, it really is healing. It really is an opportunity for us to grow and to learn and just really kind of come together and just to open up that energetic portal, not only for ourselves, but just for the whole planet and everyone out there listening. So, Remix family, I just want to thank all of the callers for calling in tonight. You guys, just so powerful, you know, just so powerful in your work and where you are in your life and how you're moving yourself forward. And, you know, we always get a chance to come here and you know, just learn and, you know, kick it, chat and damn chill.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's always good to share with the Remix and to hear what everyone has going on, because everybody got a lot going on. Got a lot going on out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never a dull moment, and that's
not at all.
Love it so much. Wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I just want to say to you guys, you know, Esther, it's always a pleasure and an honor to just be on the platform with you here too. That's always so cool. You know, things get crazy when we get together. Sister Munya was hanging out in the chat room with the rest of the Remix family. You know, we can raise energy on the planet like none other.
Without even trying.
Without even trying, and that's the beautiful thing. So I really want to hear what you guys have to say about the show tonight. It's just been beautiful. It's really heartfelt. I love these times that we get together and we're able to allow our spirit guides, our ancestors, and all of them to come through and really kind of speak to us. We're able to get messages from ourselves in the future, from the past, and be present in this moment and just continue to evolve ourselves and move forward as we all should be. So lots of great goodies coming up on the Remix, and that's going to be really, really cool because we got some real guests coming up. That's all I'm going to say for you guys. Do y'all know what that means? We're going to have some guests coming up next week, and they're going to be talking about we're going to be talking about all that stuff. And then, you know, all kinds of stuff. We have self-invested. We're going to have Dr. Yu is going to be coming up as well. You know, the Twilight Zone. We've been in the Twilight Zone. We've been in the Twilight Zone, but we're going to go even more. We're going to do all that. That and then some. You know, we're going to do all of that really, really great stuff. So looking forward to that. I also want to put this out there to you guys. I want you to tell me, and a lot of you did this, but I want you to tell me about your greatest Remix moment. Confirmations you receive. If you received the reading from me, confirmation came, I want you guys to give that feedback and send that. You know, we're kind of doing our own record keeping, you know, myself and Esther and all of us, we're doing our own record keeping. So these things are really, really beautiful, powerful confirmations, not only for ourselves, but for everyone who comes on board. And so I'm just glad that you guys are just so clear and where you are that I can give you that divine reflection of yourself. That's the power in it. So when you guys are hearing these readings, and whether it's one of your ancestors coming back from the other side, or a baby talking, or it may be even your higher self, or something you had just confirmed with yourself yesterday, or something maybe you just have been struggling with all of your life, and I'm able to confirm that with you, it is letting you know just how clear you are showing up and showing out on the planet Earth. Because the energy is there. And so that's what my role is, to help you to tap into that energy and to help you to craft that in a way so that you can begin to get the best or have the best life possible for yourself. You know, I kind of like to think of myself as a soul researcher, specializing, of course, in past lives and spirits on Earth, and really dealing with you guys, whether you're moving between life, death, and back again, wherever, and just recording the records as I go and being able to reflect that back to you guys, you know, working on the deepest level available to mankind, you know, really taking myself to go beyond the records, and I'm only doing that shit for y'all. I'm only doing that for you guys. Because I know you guys love me, and I love you guys as well, too. And that's just how powerful I know that all of us are. And, So send those reflections, and it'll be something, you know, when I'm snugged up in the bed and eating some Godiva ice cream, I can go back through and have a reflection like y'all get to go back and have a reflection. So it's a beautiful exchange, you guys. I just love you guys so much, and it's always so cool when we get together. I hope we can get another song in. Don't shoot me and Esther. We see y'all all on the phone lines. But that's going to be the last call for tonight. Don't worry. We're going to get a chance to do it again. We'll do it again soon. But maybe we can play one more song before we get out of here. What do you think, Esther?
Yeah, I think we can.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get it. I don't know what we're going to play, y'all. But we
all right. Let's see.
Ooh, we getting requests.
Y'all so funny. Y'all always want to hear Beyonce.
Y'all do. Y'all know y'all want to hear I've been drinking.
Right. They always want to hear that.
Y'all know y'all want to hear that. That's my shit right there. Woo! I love that Beyonce. There it is. Y'all want to hear me sing? Come on, Esther. Let's sing it. Come on. Me and Esther going to sing it. Come on, Esther.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking. I plan to keep my fingers off it, baby. I want you. Like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you.
Panties right to the side, ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge.
Perfect mix of masculine and feminine energy coming together. I just love it.
Yeah.
Love that song. Drunken Love. That's it. We be all night.
That's right.
We on fire. We on fire. I hear you, Magellan. I hear
right,
you.
Right, Magellan.
Y'all gotta watch Magellan. He a little man.
Right. Right. He's very man.
Oh wow. Whew. I tell y'all, I just don't know what I'm gonna do. My goodness, but I will say this. Y'all are too much. I'm going to open class Wednesday night in the astro realm. So anybody who wants to join me in class in the astro realm, you are certainly more than welcome to do that. Just make the appointment before you go to La La Land and go night-night that you will join me for class. I think the very last class or one of the last class that I did was Brother Wayne Chandler had joined me in the astro realm and taught class with me. That was pretty cool. We went and got our totems and did all kinds of cool stuff. I probably will post sometime this week what the class will be in the astro realm. Any suggestions, Esther? What do you think? What class can I teach in the astro realm this week?
I think you should probably maybe do an update on crystals, just a preemptive show, since we're going to do the full one here.
Okay.
But it seems like it's a lot of new information kind of coming online with the crystals.
It might be good.
So no, not sex education with crystals. You know what, Calamari. Boy,
that low vibration is something. Oh, my goodness. Too much. Okay. So, no, we're not going to do sex education with crystals, although that's quite interesting there. But
it is.
It is. You know, you think of it this way. Anytime you're working with any of these energies, you're working with sexual energy. You know, what you choose to do with it is what you choose to do with it, you know? So
it's all the same.
But, yeah, let's do that. We're going to do a class with crystals in the astro realm because there are so many new crystals that are being discovered within the last year or two that's out there, just like that bumblebee jasper. When I tell you that shit is off the hook, it is vibrating with some energy on this planet that is out of this world, literally. Really, really good energy just all over the place. Chrome dioxide, I think it was the priestess that I was telling them about my
chrome dioxide ring that I just got, that a lot of these crystals have, because of the shift, they've changed their vibration. We're discovering new crystals. All kinds of different things are coming online from these crystals. And they, because of the grids that they sit on, they really contain different energetic patterns from different soul entities, some which have been on the planet Earth and others that have not, like the Molavites. You know, that came from an asteroid that landed in Czechoslovakia almost 15 million years ago, as the story goes. And, you know, you get a chance to be able to connect with that energy and, you know, just really have that cosmic frequency of those energies around you. So these crystals are really speaking to us. When we made the shift, everything made the shift. Remember, we are star people, but the same thing that the mountains and the hills and the rocks and the trees and everything is made out of, we're made of those things as well, too. So all of those things are connected to us. So as our DNA is changing, I talked about that almost 3 years ago. Now the world is starting to recognize it. A lot of you are realizing over the last couple of years that you can't eat the same things, that certain foods, you know, if you eat after a certain hour, things are happening. These are things that Brother Bobby Hemmett had really kind of preluded us into almost 3 or 4 years back, and a lot of you are starting to feel that effect in a whole lot of different ways. Yes, your taste is different. Foods you never thought you were eating, you're eating. Your taste in music is even different. I told you guys there would be a whole new burst of origin and new music, and music as we loved it would be coming back, and we would really start, people would tap into their higher selves and really start to channel good music again. And we're coming into that. So it's all kinds of things that are going on. We have our origin babies who are here on the planet that are having a really, really rough time, especially when it comes to school, because they don't do well in these regular school settings, you know, and they're trying to label them all as ADHD and all these other DDAs and ADD. You know, Dr. Umar Johnson has been talking about this for decades now, telling us, but these are the children that are coming back, and these children really don't fit into that. They have volunteered to come back to raise the frequency and the consciousness on the planet. And so as parents, as gatekeepers to them, we got to recognize that. So when they're in school, when things aren't jiving right, we can't instantly just go to our child has some sort of learning disability or some different, something's going on with them. You know, one of the other things is it's not a whole lot of bodies on the planet anymore. So even though people are reincarnating themselves, it's not a lot of bodies on here. So what's happening is that a lot of what's going on with remember when we had the burst of cases, and I know I am just fucking all over the place, but I got to get this out. You remember when we had burst of a lot of children coming up with autism? It just seemed like everywhere you turned that people were having children that were autistic and all kinds of things were happening up. Well, this is because a lot of people were not reincarnating back on Earth. And these children are really a gift to us here on the planet because they are really truly the teachers here on the planet. And what's actually happening is this is where souls come in. They take a peek on the planet Earth and see if they want to actually be here. And then they leave. So we have cases where people have gone into comas and different things have happened to them, and they actually, they're different spirits changing themselves in and out. A term that came out in the 1950s was called walk-in, where one spirit would walk in and take over from another spirit and continue that person's life and fulfill what their purpose is and then move on to their own. So a lot of these things are starting to happen more and more and more. People are remembering their past lives. That marker of when a child becomes 3 and 5, that's no longer true anymore. We have people who are remembering things going all the way back from the time of birth and beyond, and they're also keeping that memory all the way up into their 20s and into their 30s. And so a lot of these things have begun to expand themselves. all kinds of things is going on. And so we're able to really tap into different frequencies. But this, more than ever, is the time for us to focus on joy and really get into that place of love and joy. Stop blaming our mamas. Stop blaming our daddies. Stop blaming our families. Stop blaming our neighborhoods of where we live and our cities. Let all of that go. Forget about what he did to you. Forget about what she did. Forget about what they didn't do. Let all of that go so you can truly get into the essence of who you are and really begin to evolve yourself. Code word this year that I probably will take that word work and throw it out the window and put evolve, because I think sometimes we get caught up in that drive, you understand, about just working ourselves literally to death. And that's not what we're supposed to be doing here. We're supposed to be evolving ourselves. And when you think about it from a holistic point of view, one of the classes that we did in Self-Invested, we talked about the different steps that we can do to make this year a epic year for us. And I gave out the 7 steps and exactly what you needed to do to work through that process and really tap into that energy, because you need to begin to start looking at your life in a holistic way. Let go of all of this about them against us, us against them, he said, she said, all of this other drama. Because truly, if you look around, you will realize that a lot of us have moved on. We're in a completely different place. And there will be people in your lives that, even though you live in the same city, and even though you're in the same place, you don't even see them no more. It's like they don't even exist. You don't see their name. They don't come up. You don't bump into them. They're nowhere near you. You don't even see nothing connected to them. It is like they have become invisible. Well, they're not invisible. You've just moved yourself into a different place. That's it. Because you're growing up. You're growing up on Earth. And so more and more of this energy, more and more of our soul powers are really beginning to activate themselves. But you can only tap into them from your truest depths of what's in your heart. And that's truly what we're seeing from people this year, is they're only being able to do what's truly in their heart. If it's truly not in your heart, you're not going to be able to do it. It's just simply not going to work for you. You're going to struggle with it. So you're going to see a lot of people trying to impose and force their will on you. You understand? The only thing that you have to know is that you have to stay centered and grounded for what's truly in your heart. Find that place of joy. If love is difficult for you, find joy. You understand? Find that place of joy, because that will always lead you on the right path and the right direction. You can never go wrong when you're tapping into that energy that is pure for you, that is innocent. Stop thinking something's wrong with you. Stop thinking you got to fix yourself, because we know you're not fixing anything. You understand? You're not fixing. It really is about coming to the place of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And the truth be told, there is only one wisdom. There's not 10 wisdoms, there's one. The more you know, the more you understand that you've only come to know one thing. That's it, one thing. So love your life. Life is wonderful. So live it. That's what you came back to the planet to do, to live it, to share it, to enjoy it, and to do it from your highest frequency that is available to you. Not forgetting about your past, but not living in the past. You know, not worrying about your future, but understanding you're moving towards it. But most importantly, being present in the now. So you don't get these things that are caught up in your body that is making us sick. It's physically making us ill. It's making us sick. It's tearing us down. It's like poison. Energetic poison will kill you faster than any poison you can open your mouth and begin to swallow. Don't try to send poison to your energy to enemies. Let them take care of their life and you take care of yours, because recognize that you are in control of your reality. No one else is creating this for you. This is your world. And truly, that song that came out in the 80s or 90s, I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut, all of that, I want you to understand there's some truth in that. This is your world. You get to have it. But you got to own everything in your world. You can't just own, you know, because you you did some hot shit on Monday, and Tuesday was a fucked up day, so now all of a sudden Tuesday don't belong to you, but Monday does, and somehow somebody's out to get you, somebody's trying to do you wrong. That somebody, that person is you. When you recognize that you have soul power, then you know that anything, it doesn't matter what the experience is, because we